Osborne, a multi-home run game, and Brooklyn takes a 5-0 ninth inning lead.
Parada lasers one to left, and you can forget that. That ball almost went through the ring light. A towering blast from Kevin Parada, and the Cyclones are on the board.
The 0-2, slider cut on and missed, strike three, and you can celebrate a Cyclones victory. Wilkin Ramos slams the door shut. A perfect 1-2-3 top half of the ninth inning.
You're listening to the Brooklyn Cyclones pregame show, and it starts right now. Let's get you out of the ballpark with Justin Rock and Johnny Gadamowicz.
Well, a very happy Wednesday morning to you from Maimonides Park. You're listening to Brooklyn Cyclones baseball on the Cyclones Radio Network on this Education Day. We've got the Brooklyn Cyclones and the Aberdeen Ironbirds. Hey, everyone, what's going on? Alongside Justin Rock, I'm Johnny Gadamowicz. One day removed from a little bit of history. In fact, well under 24 hours removed from the first nine-inning no-hitter in Brooklyn Cyclones history. What a night it was. If you were with us, you know just how special it was here on Coney Island last night. Not only did the trio of Dakota Hawkins, Joey Lancelotti, and Joshua Cornelli spin the first nine-inning no-no in Cyclones history, but also it was the major league rehabbing and former Cyclone himself, Francisco Alvarez, who caught not a couple, but no, all nine innings of that no-hitter, which certainly played a part in Brooklyn's second straight shutout victory. Cyclones took it 3-0 yesterday. Jeffrey De Los Santos, a solo home run. But Justin, needless to say, the story in that one, obviously, Hawkins going five strong, Lancelotti a hitless inning, and then how about Joshua Cornelli, his league-leading sixth save, a three-inning save at that, and Cornelli looked just about as good as we've seen him over the course of the past year and change.
Yeah, did a fantastic job on a couple occasions. Hit a batter in the seventh inning, walked a batter with two out in the ninth, but needed just two more pitches to complete the no-hit bid. And it was cool seeing the connection between him and Francisco Alvarez, a couple of natives of Venezuela. Both played together in rookie ball back in 2019 in Florida in the Mets organization. So those two already had a good rapport. And how about as well Dakota Hawkins? Two starts so far for Brooklyn, has given up just two runs in nine innings, seven strikeouts, has been outstanding for Brooklyn so far this year. And you know you had a good day at the office when the only thing you're kicking yourself over is a random walk to start the third inning. Hawkins was mad at himself for ruining the perfect game with that walk in the third, considering how things ended up. But I think Dakota needs to be a little kinder to himself. He was outstanding.
Yeah, he'll certainly take it. First Cyclones no-no since going back to August of 09. That was a seven-inning no-hitter, game one of a doubleheader, courtesy of Brandon Moore. But last night, it was Hawkins, Lancelotti, and Cornelli who kept the Aberdeen bats at bay, to say the least, really all night long in a lightning-quick 2-hour and 10-minute game. Today, Brooklyn will try to keep it moving in the right direction as Gilbert Gomez sends Joelmy Ramirez to the bump. Brooklyn trying to make it three straight victories. You go back to the win on Sunday to close up the Jersey Shore series, and then obviously yesterday's no-hitter puts Brooklyn in a position here as we wake up on this Wednesday morning. 2.5 games out of first place in the North Division. They are currently deadlocked with Jersey Shore in a tie for second, trailing only first place Greensboro. So all the more important that they grab some more wins, not only in the remainder of this series, but down the home stretch here with 14 to go in the regular season. We got a great crowd on hand on a little bit of a hazy Wednesday morning. Plenty of cloud coverage overhead, and all sorts of youngsters in the house on this education day, getting you set for Brooklyn and Aberdeen Cyclones. One day removed, really only about 15 hours or so removed from tossing their first nine-inning no-hitter in franchise history. We'll take a break when we come back, give you this morning's starting lineups here on the Cyclone Radio Network ahead of the Mets and Orioles High A affiliates after a short break.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
The next time you head to Coney Island for a day of fun in the sun or a Cyclones game, be sure to stop by the all-new Coney Island Sandbar, located on Surf Avenue at Maimonides Park. It's the perfect spot to meet up with friends and grab a pregame snack or a postgame drink. For a full menu, including specials and happy hour deals, be sure to visit ConeyIslandSandbar.com. The Coney Island Sandbar, you bring the vibes, we'll bring the beach.
You know, Optimum Fiber Internet gives you speeds up to 8 gig.
Wow, that's fast.
The fastest in the New York tri-state. And combine internet with Optimum Mobile starting at $45 a month.
Nice.
It's the code.
Code.
Optimum Complete saves you hundreds.
It's the...
Code.
Yeah.
I'm flattered,
thank you
but
so
there's
much.
So many other...
They're talking about the GOAT, our greatest offer of all time.
Ah, that makes more sense.
Switch to Optimum Complete starting at $45 a month.
The new season starts now.
Christopher Russo is the Mad Dog.
Things are shaping up as far as 2024 is concerned.
And the only thing he loves more than baseball is talking about it.
Prospects are suspects until they prove themselves in the big leagues.
As a new season begins,
it's a fun time of the year.
Watch High Heat weekdays at 11 Eastern, 8 a.m. Pacific on MLB Network. Go to MLBnetwork.com for TV channel number.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
You know, Optimum Fiber Internet gives you speeds up to 8 gig.
Wow, that's fast.
The fastest in the New York tri-state. And combine internet with Optimum Mobile starting at $45 a month.
Nice.
It's the coat.
Coat.
Optimum Complete saves you hundreds.
It's the
goat.
Yeah.
I'm flattered, but there's so many other.
They're talking about the goat, our greatest offer of all time.
Ah, that makes more sense.
Switch to Optimum Complete, starting at $45 a month.
Performance.
He is locked in.
Passion.
There's nobody more important than him.
Teamwork.
Working together is key.
Get inside the game with MLB Tonight.
It is a big one.
Bringing you breakdowns, highlights, and live look-ins to the big moments as they happen.
That was the MVP of the game right there.
MLB Tonight. Inside the game all season long. Only on MLB Network. Go to MLBNetwork.com for TV channel number and schedule.
Thanks so much for tuning in to the Cyclones pregame show. Be sure to tune in 15 minutes prior to first pitch of every Brooklyn Cyclones game all season long. Let's get you back out to Justin Rock.
Good afternoon, everybody. Welcome out to Maimonides Park on this overcast and hazy Wednesday morning as the Cyclones and Ironbirds get ready to play game number two of this six-game series alongside Johnny Gadamowicz. I'm Justin Rock. So glad to have you with us on this Wednesday as Brooklyn coming off the first nine-inning no-hitter in franchise history last night. A thrilling ball game under the lights as we take a look at tonight's starting lineups. First for the Aberdeen Ironbirds, put together by their manager. That is Felipe Rojas Jr. Enrique Bradfield Jr. leads off. He is in center. Tavian Josenberger, the second baseman, bats in the two slot. Matt Horvath hits third. He is at third base. Matthew Etzel in left field cleans up. Creed Willems, first baseman, is in the five hole. Elio Prado bats sixth in right. Jalen Vasquez, one of the few Ironbirds to reach base yesterday, bats seventh, will be the shortstop. Maxwell Costas is the DH, hitting eighth. Adam Retzbach, the catcher, bats ninth, and we'll get you Brooklyn's lineup when they come up to bat in the bottom of the first. Joelmi Ramirez on the mound for Brooklyn this afternoon, getting ready to square off against Enrique Bradfield Jr. And the first pitch of the ballgame misses low. And the count 1-0. We are underway at 11:01 Eastern Time. Bradfield hitting at 258. No homers, 10 RBIs. And he takes a knee-high strike. And the count evens at 1-1. Bradfield hits it on the ground to second. Coming on is the second baseman, De Los Santos. And the sidearm throw to first in time for the first out of the ball game. Let's take a look at Brooklyn defensively this morning. Left to right in the outfield, Kellum Clark, Stanley Consuegra, and Nick Morabito. Third to first around the infield, Nick LaRusso, William Lugo, Jeffrey De Los Santos, and Mateo Gil with the minor league rehabbing. Austin Allen behind the plate, Francisco Alvarez, the DH this morning for Brooklyn. As Tavian Josenberger takes high 1-0. Josenberger did walk in the ninth inning last night, kept the hopes alive for Aberdeen before Elio Prado made the final out. This fouled off the wrists and into the press level. Into a vacant sweep, 1-1. Josenberger hitting at 209. Two homers, 21 RBIs. Ramirez, the righty, kicks and fires, and Josenberger, another foul ball back into the seats. 1-2. Ramirez making his third start of the year with Brooklyn. Really third start overall. All his appearances before joining Brooklyn in the Florida State League with St. Lucie came out of the bullpen as Josenberger takes outside. Two balls and two strikes. The 2-2. Josenberger, a high fly ball down the line and right. A long run over for Morabito, but this one well out of play. And it's still 2-2. Ramirez, 6'2", 170 pounds. 22 years old from San Juan de la Maguana. in the Dominican Republic. Undrafted free agent signee by the Mets back in 2019. The 2-2. A little bit low. Good spot. Josenberger, a better eye. It's a full count. Ramirez, fifth appearance, third start with the Cyclones this year. 2-1, a 3.86 ERA. 14 hits in 14 innings as the 3-2 on the outside corner. Strike three call. Josenberger knew it. And Ramirez picks up the strikeout. Two down in the first. That K. Brought to you by our friends at BKFC. The Brooklyn Football Club is bringing soccer to Coney Island in 2025. For more info, visit BrooklynFootballClub.com.
Maybe one pitch later than Ramirez would have hoped, but he gets the punch out all the same.
First pitch to Mac Horvath, hit in the air down the line and left. Into the Aberdeen bullpen, a foul ball, 0-1. Ramirez from the waist, the 0-1. And Horvath fouls it off himself, 0-2. Horvath wasn't in the lineup yesterday for Brooklyn's no-hit bid. Coming into the afternoon, hitting at 201 in 39 games. Three homers, 19 RBIs. Righty batter with an open stance. The 0-2 from Jawilmy. And Horvath, a high fly ball in a right. Waiting on it is Morabito. He'll make the catch, and the inning is over. So make it now 22 and a third consecutive scoreless innings for Brooklyn pitching. Dating back to the fifth inning on Saturday. We're through a half an inning. It's Aberdeen nothing. Here come the Cyclones on the Cyclones Radio Network.
Cyclones fans, get ready to elevate your game nights at Maimonides Park. Presenting our Friday night Drinks on Us special exclusively at BrooklynCyclones.com. For just $22, you'll not only secure a field box ticket, but also enjoy two refreshing 24-ounce cans of Miller or Coors beer, or opt for a crisp, hard seltzer. Prefer something different? Your offer also includes the choice of two 12-ounce Coney Island cans, fountain drinks, or bottled water, ensuring there's something for everyone. Remember, this incredible deal cannot be combined with any other offers, and your drink credit is conveniently loaded onto your ticket. Simply scan your ticket at the point of sale and claim your drinks. It's that easy. Don't miss out on this unbeatable offer. Head over to BrooklynCyclones.com now. Secure your spot for an unforgettable Friday night, because amazing starts here.
Preston Johnson on the mound for Aberdeen on this Wednesday afternoon. This is the Brooklyn lineup he'll face. Nick Morabito leads off in right. Francisco Alvarez makes his second rehab start as the DH. Nick LaRusso at third base hits third. Another minor league rehabber. This time Austin Allen cleans up behind the dish. Stanley Consuegra hits fifth in center. William Lugo, shortstop, hits sixth. Jeffrey De Los Santos in the seventh spot at second. Mateo Gill hits eighth at first. And Kellum Clark making his high A debut, batting ninth in left field. Nick Morabito will lead off for Brooklyn here in the first inning. Morabito hitting at 302. 22 games with the Cyclones, two homers and six RBIs. Johnson is ready. Morabito is ready. And our first pitch of the home first inning is rocketed foul to the right. And the count 0-1. Morabito 1-for-4 yesterday in the series opener. Johnson from the third base side of the slab. Wind the 0-1. And Morabito, another foul ball to the right. And the count 0-2. Johnson, the right-hander for Aberdeen, standing 6'4", 250 pounds, 24 years old, from Jackson, Mississippi. Orioles' seventh-round pick 2 years ago out of Mississippi State. Did not pitch last year with injury. Education day, so tons of youngsters in the ballpark with a raucous chance of Let's Go Cyclones, but Preston Johnson quickly quieting that as a breaking ball freezes Morabito for the first out. One away, and now here is the designated hitter, Francisco Alvarez. Caught a no-hitter yesterday, his first game back with the Cyclones since the end of the 2021 season. Variety fires, and Alvarez out in front. And the count 0-1. Alvarez 1-for-3 yesterday with a walk. Went 2-for-8 last week during rehab with Binghamton, coming back from a left thumb sprain as he's right on it. Sends it to the screen 0-2. Alvarez, prior to going on the IL, was hitting 236 with the Mets. A homer, 8 RBIs, had 25 home runs last year. The Mets' rookie record for a catcher joined Darryl Strawberry in 83 and Pete Alonso, a fellow Cyclones legend, for the all-time mark or for Mets rookies with 20-plus home runs in a single season. The 0-2, and he struck him out. Preston Johnson, three-pitch strikeout of Alvarez, and he has 6 pitches, 2 Ks so far today. 2 out in the first for Nick LaRusso.
Yeah, nice feather in the cap for Johnson. Always interesting to think about, you know, when you're a pitcher going up against a big leaguer, if that is very much at the forefront of your mind. It was interesting to see what Jonah Tong had to say in that regard yesterday on a podcast he appeared on.
Nick LaRusso takes high and tight 1-0, so no immaculate inning for Johnson today. At least not in the first. LaRusso, 272 average, 7 homers, 27 RBIs. Johnson a long pause. Now the 1-0. And LaRusso a foul ball to the right. 1 ball and 1 strike. LaRusso 1-for-2 yesterday. Did walk and score a run. Was also hit by a pitch. Johnson kicks and delivers, and LaRusso rolls over on 1-to-3. Scooped up there by Horvath, and a good stretch by Willems gets him. And 1-2-3 goes Brooklyn in the opening frame on 9 pitches. We are through 1. 3 up, 3 down for both sides. No score on Valley Live and the Cyclones Radio Network.
I work at the radiology department.
I'm the patient relations supervisor.
Materials management department. I do what I do because I love it.
I love primary care. I love helping patients.
I love helping people.
What does Maimonides mean to the people of Brooklyn?
Maimonides means pride.
Maimonides means family.
The staff is family.
It's a great place to work.
This is my family.
My calling.
My mission.
My people.
My home.
My choice.
Maimonides.
Calling all hot dog lovers, come join us at Maimonides Park on Wednesday, July 3rd, when the Cyclones will suit up as the Coney Island Franks. Just one day before the annual Nathan's Famous hot dog eating contest, the first 1,500 fans to enter the ballpark will receive a Joey Chestnut bobblehead giveaway. There are also special guaranteed ticket offers to ensure you'll get to take home a bobblehead of the hot dog king of Coney Island. For tickets and more info, make sure to log on to BrooklynCyclones.com.
Go to the top of the second inning here from Coney Island. Brooklyn and Aberdeen are scoreless. Matter of fact, both teams still looking for their first base runner of the day. Calling all kids, only thing better than curling up with a good book is getting free tickets to see your Cyclones. We're doing it. All kids 18 and under invited to join our Home Run Readers program presented by Sledge House Media. All you have to do is read 4 books in your free time, tell us about them, and you'll get 2 free tickets to a 2024 Cyclones home game. For more information, visit BrooklynCyclones.com/enrichment. Joelmi Ramirez retired the side on 13 pitches in the first. And his first toss to Matthew Etzel in the second is low, 1-0. Etzel hitting at 298, four homers, 32 RBIs, 0-3 yesterday. The 1-0, and this is a foul ball back. 1-1, Etzel. Entering play today, second in the league in steals, fourth in RBI, also top 10 in hits and batting average. The 1-1, and a called strike at the letters 1-2. Right now here on Coney Island, hazy skies. Top of the parachute, jump down the right field line, obscured just a tad. Not as bad as it was a little while earlier. The 1-2, and Etzel takes just a bit inside. Allen thought he had strike three, but doesn't get the call from Jamal Allen. Two balls and two strikes. Connor Kroll on the bases today. 72 degrees, though, right now on Coney Island. The 2-2 pitch, and Etzel down the line and left out of play. Not much wind to speak of. American flag out in center, a little bit in and towards the first base seats. The sun trying to find its way through the hazy clouds. The 2-2. That's a line drive left field, and there's the first base hit of the series for the Ironbirds. After 10 no-hit innings from Brooklyn pitching, Matthew Etzel fittingly among the league leaders in hits and batting average, able to pick up the Ironbirds' first hit of this week and the first hit on either side today.
And he's one of the few guys on Aberdeen that doesn't find himself in a little bit of a rut right now offensively. So like you say, Justin, very fitting he'd be the one to get the first base knock.
Now 8-for-25 on the road trip as Creed Willems takes outside 1-0. Talk about a rude birthday present yesterday. You get no hit. Willems 0-for-3 in the series opener. Batting average at .213. Nine homers, 29 RBIs. Throw back to first, and Etzel dives back. Willems got off to a great start this year. First 23 games, hit .296. An OPS just under .950. Six homers, 21 RBIs. 1-0. Inside corner, a strike count evens. But since the end of that first series between Brooklyn and Aberdeen, it has been a much different story for Willems. Entered play today, just 8 for his last 69 in his last 20 games. Runner goes, pitch high, throw down by Allen, the tag by Lugo, and he couldn't hold on to the throw. Would have been a close play had he held on to the baseball. It's 2-1 on Willems, but Matthew Etzel, came into play today, second in the league in steals. Comes up with his 28th of the year. So the Ironbirds threatening to break up Brooklyn's scoreless inning streak. The 2-1. And Ramirez misses low, 3-1. Willems, just three of his nine home runs in his last 20 games, just eight RBI. Trying to find his rhythm once again with the lumber. Got a hitter's count against Ramirez, 3-1. The pitch, and Willems gets a good one to hit, but fouls back the fastball. And it's full 3-2. Ramirez coming off a season-long five innings in his last start. Scattered seven hits allowed, just one run against Jersey Shore. That in Brooklyn's 9-5 win last Thursday. The breaking ball just a bit outside. Good pitch. But Willems gets the benefit of the doubt from Jamal Allen. And a single and a walk, and the Ironbirds with two on, nobody out to start the second. Brings up Elio Prado, who made the final out of yesterday's no-hitter. Will forever be a Coney Convo's trivia question answer. Who made the final out of the no-hitter? Although, my guess is in Cyclones lore, the names Hawkins, Lancelotti, and Cornelia will be remembered a lot more than Prado's as a breaking ball strike. It's 0-1 because I don't know if anyone remembers who made the final out of Brandon Moore's seven-inning no-hitter in August of 2009.
I can't say I do.
Ironically, against the Aberdeen Ironbirds, albeit at Ripken Stadium, Lido's Fields. 0-1 as Ramirez looks the runner back to second. This one of the longest rivalries the Cyclones have, dating back to 2002. Aberdeen, Hudson Valley, joining Brooklyn from the New York Penn League in the South Atlantic League after COVID and the reshaping of the minor leagues. The 0-1 runner breaks for third. This in the air to right. Coming on Morabito, racing back to second. Etzel as Nick makes the catch. Everybody's safe. So two on, one out in the top of the second. Brings up Jalen Vasquez, the shortstop. Had himself a nice game yesterday, considering the no-hitter. Was on base a couple of times, walked twice also, stole a couple of bags in that contest for Aberdeen. Vasquez hitting at 225, a homer, 12 RBIs. Third baseman LaRusso coming in. I'm going to call a pitch clock violation on Ramirez. And an automatic ball awarded to Jalen Vasquez. The count 1-0.
The other name we should bring up in that final sequence of events from last night is, of course, none other than William Lugo, the shortstop who made the play to put the icing on the cake.
Also made a nice play at short earlier in the game on Josenberger for an out that would have been an infield hit as Vasquez swings and misses. And the count even at one. Vasquez, former 20th round pick out of North Greenville University. Another guy mired in a little bit of an offensive funk. 1-1. And Ramirez, a fastball on the inside corner, 1-2. Vasquez sitting 304, OPS just under 900 his first 18 games. And since the middle of that series against Brooklyn on May the 2nd, hitting just a buck 56. That in his last 21. Again, Etzel in motion. Again, a fly ball. This time to left center field. Over to his right, Consuegra to make the catch. So a couple of hit and runs put in motion by Felipe Rojas Jr. and Aberdeen. At both times, a couple of lazy fly balls to right and center, respectively. Brings up Maxwell Costas, another member of the Aberdeen lineup that did not play in the series opener yesterday. Costas, 6 for his first 34 with Aberdeen. No homers, 3 RBIs. Ronnie deals. And Costas takes low. Slider, 1-0. Costas started the year with Delmarva on a minor league rehab assignment. Joined them on April the 23rd. Was on AA Bowie's IL. 1-0. And Costas fights it off the hands. A ball and a strike. Joined Delmarva on minor league rehab on the 23rd of April. Played 14 games there. And was reinstated off the IL. Sent to Aberdeen on the 14th of May. Two on, two out. No score, top of the second. 1-1 from Jawilmy. And he ties up Costas with a fastball. Maybe got a piece on its way by, 1-2. Costas last year played very well for Aberdeen against Brooklyn. Had a multi-home run game in this ballpark. His first series with Aberdeen. That was last May. Ramirez trying to get out of Dodge. The 1-2, and he steps off, throws back to second, but the throw a hair late. De Los Santos applies the tag on Etzel. And Costas, former Maryland teammate of Nick LaRusso. Costas' final year in 2022, LaRusso's first. In College Park, runner goes again. Another fly ball to right. Back into his left, Morabito slowing down by the warning track, and the foul line makes the catch as he ranges into foul territory. Made the catch in foul ground. and the side is retired. So Aberdeen puts the first two men on, a single and a walk. But Brooklyn keeps the scoreless inning streak alive, up to 23 in a third consecutive frames. To the bottom of the second, Austin Allen the leadoff. When we come back, no score on Valley Live and the Cyclones Radio Network.
From the day's first pitch to the night's final out, MLB Network.
Number three RBIs before landing on the IL. Long look in for Johnson from the third base side of the mound. And the 2-0 inside and low. Three balls and no strikes. The 3-0. And Allen takes high ball four. He's on with a leadoff walk. So Brooklyn has their first base runner as Austin Allen, the 30-year-old, reaches. So one on and nobody out for Stanley Consuegra. Take a look at Aberdeen defensively this morning, left to right in the outfield. It is Matthew Etzel, Enrique Bradfield Jr., and Elio Prado. But first, the opening pitch to Stanley Consuegra off the glove of Retzbach goes right behind him and all the way to the backstop, and Allen easily to second on what I imagine will be ruled a passed ball. And right off the glove of Retzbach and kick behind him. And easily able to advance on the play is Austin Allen. So here is Consuegra, .222 average, 7 homers, 24 RBIs. 5 straight out of the zone to start the inning. And there's a strike. Loops the inside corner, 1-1 on Stanley. Consuegra drove in the go-ahead run for Brooklyn last night. A rocketed RBI single off the base of the left field fence. A 1-1. And a slider from Johnson on the outside corner, 1-2. Johnson out of Mississippi State, making his 11th appearance, second start. You look at the numbers for him so far this year. 2-3 record, came into play today, a 7.39 ERA. The 1-2 to Stanley, breaking ball high. Good frame by Retzbach, 2-2. Third to first around the infield, Matt Corvath, Jalen Vasquez, Tavian Josenberger, Creed Willems. With the aforementioned Retzbach behind the plate. Look at second. Now the 2-2. And a breaking ball drops in there. Strike three called. I don't know if Consuegra disagreed or not. Didn't seem overly thrilled. But Johnson picks up his third strikeout, and there's one down. Brings up William Lugo. Drove in a run with a fielder's choice ground ball yesterday. Batting average at .164, 25 for 152. Does have 2 home runs and 22 RBIs as time called. Aberdeen wearing those nifty powder blues today. Ironbirds, white script letters across the chest, white numerals front and back, and an orange border. First pitch to Lugo. And a breaking ball outside, 1-0. Aberdeen, though, wore the gray pants last night. They're wearing the matching powder blue pants today. I think they wear the powder blue pants for day games, the gray pants for night games. Orange piping along the side of those powder blue pants as Lugo, a fly ball left side out of play. It's on the roof, 1-1. White cleats for Johnson all the way buried into the stadium mound. Royal blue cap, royal blue bill. With the script A and the silver jet plane through the middle. The 1-1. And Lugo off the handle. Back to the screen, 1-2. Johnny, you mentioned earlier, Lugo part of that history yesterday. Made the throw on to first base for the final out of the no-hitter. look at second. The 1-2 pitch down and away. And it's two balls and two strikes.
You think he's ever been so nervous fielding a routine grounder in his life?
You know, it's funny. After or right around the time that the Mets were retiring Doc Gooden's number, I guess mildly ironically, came across a clip from Doc's no-hitter that he threw with the Yankees in the mid-90s. And it was a clip from Derek Jeter who caught the final out. Ironically, the Yankees shortstop. Check swing. Did not go, says Kroll, and the count full 3-2. Was sort of similar to the thoughts like I had last night on the air of the ninth inning, is just don't mess this up.
Right.
Just don't mess it up. Then you can mess up any other play, any other call. Not this one. Or if you do, make sure you know the quickest route to the exit, because the fans won't let you let it go. Payoff pitch. Lugo in the air, and this back towards us. Onto the roof. Lost sight of it, so I had no idea. We're under the overhang today, so I think our noggins would have been fine. Might have just been a little bit startling if a baseball hopped in front of you and came right up in your face. Still 3-2 on Lugo. Johnson offers, and Lugo a foul ball at the first base line. But yesterday was Stanley Consuegra, played the role of Mike Baxter. A couple of incredible catches in right field as opposed to left. In addition to the nice play Lugo made in the middle innings. The payoff pitch, and Lugo rockets one down the line and left, but out in front, and a foul ball towards the loading dock. And we'll do it again. Next pitch will be number 9 of this at-bat. Johnson had a 9-pitch inning in the first. He's thrown 9 pitches to Lugo alone. Another payoff and another fly ball. This staying in the field of play. Retzbach mask in hand and just outside the batter's circle to the first base side. Able to make the catch to retire Lugo. So Johnson wins the battle. Austin Allen stays at second with two out for Jeffrey De Los Santos. Another guy who was an unsung hero in that game, had a great offensive performance yesterday, a single and a solo shot to right in the fourth inning. Gave Brooklyn a 3-0 lead. It was the final run of the game. Johnson comes home. And out in front of the off-speed is De Los Santos. Foul tip into the glove of Retzbach, 0-1. Jeffrey hitting above 200 now with Brooklyn this year. 209, 3 homers, 12 RBIs. As time called, and they're going to call a balk on Johnson. That's going to give Austin Allen third base. They didn't see what Johnson did. I don't know if it was a little flinch or what have you. Well, Brooklyn now has the game's opening tally 90 feet away. 0-1 on Jeffrey. Johnson working from the stretch. The kick and a fastball. Delayed call by Allen, but a strike. And it's 0-2. Johnson, seventh round pick out of Mississippi State. Took the loss in his first start of the year. That was last Thursday against Hudson Valley. Second start here today. The 0-2 pitch. Swing and a miss. Struck him out. Beautiful curveball from Johnson. Great 12-6 movement. And he strands a runner at third in the inning. No runs, no hits. One man left on a walk. We are through two here on Coney Island. No score on Valley Live and the Cyclones Radio Network.
Calling all witches, wizards, and muggles on Coney Island. This Saturday, July 27th, it's Harry Potter night with the Cyclones. Prepare to step into a world where the magic of baseball meets the enchantment of Harry Potter. Show your house pride and be one of the first 1,500 fans through the gates and receive an exclusive jersey representing Gryffindor, Hufflepuff, Ravenclaw, or Slytherin. Elevate your experience with our Baseball You Can Drink package for just $65 and receive a special Cyclones Hogwarts Stein, perfect for toasting to a victory. Or guarantee your Harry Potter jersey with the $32 package, ensuring you won't miss out on this magical night. Head over to BrooklynCyclones.com or call 718-507-TIXX to secure your tickets now. Have your wands at the ready, because amazing starts here.
On Thursday, July 25th, we'll turn the Coney Isle into the Emerald Isle at Maimonides Park as we celebrate Irish Night. As part of the festivities, the first 1,000 fans will take home an Irish-themed Cyclones cap. They can also take advantage of our exclusive ticket package that includes a Kelly Green Cyclones Irish jersey giveaway, with sizes spanning from small to XXL on a first-come, first-serve basis. For more info, visit BrooklynCyclones.com.
We go to the top of the third inning here in Brooklyn. Cyclones and Ironbirds scoreless in the second game of this series. Fans, a reminder, you've heard people talk about fentanyl. More young people are overdosing and dying, taking pills at a party just one time with fatal consequences. You can learn more and order free naloxone, the overdose reversal nasal spray, from the New York State Office of Addiction Services and Supports at oasas.ny.gov. 9-1-2 due up for Aberdeen. Adam Retzbach to lead off for the Ironbirds against Juilmi Ramirez. And to take over the play-by-play, here's Johnny Gadamowicz.
Hey, Justin, yeah, no score. We go to the top of the third, and the first pitch of the top of the third is a swinging strike through a fastball. Adam Retzbach waved and missed. Nothing and one. Juilmi Ramirez, Brooklyn starter, out for his third inning of work. He's only surrendered one hit, a 1-2 him. Misses down and away. One ball and one strike. 9-1-2 due up for Aberdeen. Retzbach, Enrique Bradfield Jr., and Tavian Josenberger. 1-1. Foul ball, first base way, and out of play out of the concourse. And it's 1-2. Well, you look to our right in the parking lot, and all you can really see are school buses. Education Day, 11 a.m. first pitch. Packed house.
A sea of yellow.
Time called, awaiting a 1-2 delivery from Ramirez, who works out of the full wind. Here's the pitch. Fouled back to the screen, and it remains 1-2. Always nice to have our Education Day games here at the ballpark. Plenty of kids on hand, soaking in the game. 1-2. Downstairs, two balls and two strikes.
How lucky are these kids that not only are they getting to come out to a ball game in the middle of the week instead of sitting in class, but they're getting to watch a major leaguer and a potential future all-star in Alvarez.
2-2 hit to no man's land in right center and over the head of the second baseman De Los Santos, dunked in for a single. Good piece of hitting by Retzbach to just fight it the other way and put it in shallow right center for a base hit. So one on, nobody out as we go back to the top for Enrique Bradfield Jr., Baltimore's first round pick from a season ago out of Vanderbilt. Brooklyn riding a scoreless inning streak of over 23 frames. First pitch, misses up and away, 1-0 to Enrique Bradfield. Retzbach off of first, not a ton of speed, but Mateo Gil, Cyclones first baseman, holds him on. It's a healthy-sized lead just in front of that cutout. Ramirez from the stretch, his 1-0 offering is a fastball for a strike. 1-1. So Ramirez towing the swab. He goes fastball, changeup, slider, sweeper. 1-1. That time it was a fastball high and tight. And it is 2-1, making his third start with the Cyclones. Fifth overall appearance. Season on the whole for him is pretty darn good when he combine his single A and high A numbers. 2-1. Swing and a flare into left center field this time, and that drops in for a hit as well. Retzbach advances 90 feet. He parks in at second. So back-to-back rather softly hit singles from Aberdeen's nine batter and leadoff batter respectively. And that'll bring up Tavian Josenberger, a switch hitter batting left with two on and nobody out.
Yeah, it felt like that was the case with Juwilmi a little bit in Jersey Shore last week as well. Gave up seven hits, but a lot of singles, a lot of those soft line drives dunking in front of outfielders. Did a good job buckling down last week. We'll see how he does today.
His first toss to Josenberger, roped down the right field line. Morabito giving chase. It lands in foul ground by a couple of inches. A very loud strike one.
And Josenberger has already parked one out of here to right field at Maimonides Park this season. Not easy for a left-handed bat to do, especially early in the year. He was the first left-handed bat
right
to homer to right.
So Ramirez now will try to put on a repeat performance of what he did in the second inning. Put the first two men on in the second frame thanks to a single and a walk, but then proceeded to retire the next three and dance his way out of it. 0-1, the count on Josenberger. Pitch popped up right side towards the back of the infield. Lugo, the shortstop, ranges over and on the right side of the second base bag, makes the catch for out number one.
Yeah, infield fly in effect there. So batter automatically out.
So one away. Ramirez checks the first box. Now he's got two more to take care of. Horvath and Etzel. First it's Horvath. Righty batter digs in. Two on and one away. Both runners take their lead. Open stance for Horvath. First toss. Takes a sweeper down and away. 1-0.
And it's interesting. There is some tossing going on in Brooklyn's right field bullpen. You wonder how long Ramirez will go with season-high 61 pitches in his last start. Remember, he has pitched out of the bullpen in 10 of his previous 12 outings.
1-0 looming large, belt set, 1-0 home is hit back towards us. Look out, dings right off the facing of the press level and back down below. It's 1-1.
And more importantly, it missed the high home camera. Last thing we need is a team trip to Best Buy for new equipment after the game.
Protect that high home cam at all costs. And Wayne running it for us as well. 1-1, a called strike. It's 1-2 to Matt Horvath.
Yeah, we don't need Wayne going on the IL either.
Horvath's just 3 for his last 24. Chance to give Aberdeen their first lead of this series here with 2 on and 1 away. 1-2 pitch. Swing and a line drive. Right center drops in for a base hit. Consuegra in center collects and throws a rifle home. Is it in time? No. It brought the catcher, Allen, a couple of steps in front of home plate. He then secured the baseball and reached backward to try to apply the tag on the runner, Retzbach, who was going hard the whole way and just missed him. So an RBI single for Tavian Josenberger. Rather, Mac Horvath. The scoreless streak ends for Brooklyn, and it's 1-0 Aberdeen.
Yeah, scoreless streak over after 23 and two-thirds innings. And got to say, mighty impressive scoreless streak from the Cyclone staff. Longest of the year, and it comes after they gave up 11 runs in four and two-thirds innings to start that game last Saturday.
Yeah, you want to talk about a bounce back. Look no further than the last couple of days for Brooklyn pitchers. First pitch, runner breaks for second. It's a strike. Throw down a little bit high. Not in time anyway. So a swiped bag for Horvath. And that puts two in scoring position with one gone. Well, Aberdeen steals bases like there's no tomorrow. 142 entering play today. That led all the minors by 7. 81% success rate. This team likes to fly.
No pun intended.
Infield comes in, a 1 pitch, cranked to dead center, playable for Consuegra. He makes the catch, and the throw goes to the cutoff man. So a sacrifice fly for Matthew Etzel. That brings home the leadoff man, Enrique Bradfield Jr., and Aberdeen doubles the lead. It is 2-0 here, top three. Throw to the cutoff meant Horvath stayed planted at second base.
Yeah, not a bad idea there by Consuegra. Was sort of backpedaling on that ball as he made the catch. Instead made the throw to third base to try and keep Horvath further away from scoring position.
Yeah, it was well hit to center as Creed Willems nubs the first pitch he sees on the ground to third. LaRusso up with it quickly and over to first to retire the side, but not before Aberdeen plates a pair on an RBI single from Horvath and a sacrifice fly from Etzel. 2-0 Ironbirds as we go to the home third on Valley Live and the Cyclones Radio Network.
Each Sunday, elevate your game day on Coney Island with the Cyclone Sunday Brunch Package. Picture yourself enjoying the best view in baseball from our Brooklyn rooftop with panoramic sights of the Atlantic Ocean, Coney Island's iconic amusements, the stunning Lower Manhattan skyline, and more. Begin your experience 30 minutes before the first pitch with 2 hours of exquisite brunch service. Dive into a delicious menu featuring fresh fruit and yogurt parfaits, Nathan's hot dog sliders, our chef's table brunch selection, and unlimited Bloody Marys, mimosas, Bellini seltzers, plus coffee and soda. Your ticket not only grants access to this rooftop haven, but also includes a Cyclone souvenir cap, all for just $60, or choose the $42 option for those under 21 and designated drivers. But hurry, pricing for our brunches will increase 9 days before the event. So secure your spot now at brooklyncyclones.com or call 718-507-TIXX. So come to Maimonides Park for baseball and bloodies, an amazing Sunday brunch experience.
Hola, mi nombre es Tani Consuegra, soy de República Dominicana y estás escuchando el béisbol de los Cyclones de Brooklyn, solo en la cadena de radio de los Cyclones.
Well, for the first time this series, Cyclones are playing come from behind. They find themselves trailing 2-0 as we go to the bottom of the third. 8-9-1 due up for Brooklyn. Mateo Gil, then Kellum Clark in his high A debut. Then back to the top for Nick Morabito. Aberdeen just plated a pair in the top half. RBI single and a sacrifice fly. Now it's the Cyclones' turn to try to punch right back. Preston Johnson back to work, his third frame. And his first toss to Mateo Gil is fouled back towards us out of play. Nothing and one. Gil batting eighth and playing first base for Brooklyn on this Wednesday morning. Yes, it is still morning. A little before noon here on this education day. Righty-righty matchup. Johnson from the full wind, his 0-1 toss. Gil watches it go by in the dirt in the lefty batter's box. Ball and a strike to Mateo. Three-game hitting streak for Gil, 5-for-13 during that span. Towards the back of the righty batter's box, awaiting a 1-1 delivery. Here it comes. Misses a little bit outside, 2-1. Johnson went to the heater that time, just couldn't put it where he wanted to. So Brooklyn one day removed from a no-hitter. First nine-inning no-no in Cyclones history last night, in case you haven't heard by now. 2-1 in towards the hips, three balls and one strike. Dakota Hawkins, three innings. Joey Lancelotti, a singular frame. And then how about a three-inning save for Joshua Corneli to slam the door shut. 3-1 to Gil. Mateo takes a called strike two. He hopscotched out of the batter's box. He thought it was ball four. Jamal Allen calling balls and strikes thought otherwise. And now Gil will await a payoff pitch. First he calls time, readjusts those white batting gloves. And now digs back in, preparing for a 3-2 delivery. 2-0 Aberdeen, bases empty, nobody out. Here's a payoff. Swinging a high fly ball down the left field line, not super deep. Etzel ranging towards the line, makes the catch right on top of the foul line for out number one. So bases empty, one away. Now Kellum Clark in his Brooklyn debut. Clark out of the nine spot for the Cyclones this morning, playing left field. 20th round selection by the Mets organization a summer ago. Righty arm Johnson working against the lefty bat. Here it comes. Clark flares it foul out towards Surf Avenue. Nothing and one. Was officially transferred from single-A St. Lucie back on Monday. Start of the year on St. Lucie's injured list. A one. Clark fouls it left-hand side yet again. Nothing and two. Came off the IL in the middle of May, so still just getting acclimated to a full load of work here in 2024 for Clark. Did appear in 11 games with St. Lucie down the home stretch of last season as well after he heard his name called. 0-2. Clark takes a breaking ball without much break, a little bit high. One ball and two strikes. Clark, a Mississippi State product. Out of the SEC, some of the best college ball in the nation. Awaits a 1-2 delivery. Johnson taking his time. Now the 1-2 home. Clark takes a curveball below the zone. Two balls and two strikes. Kellum also a couple of stints in the Cape Cod League with the Wareham Gateman. Lone team in the Cape League that's not actually on Cape Cod. Just on the other side of the bridge, mainland Mass. 2-2. Clark takes up and away. Three balls and two strikes. Clark, a Mississippi State guy through and through. He's got four relatives who graduated from Mississippi State, including his grandfather. Awaiting a payoff. Here it comes. Fouled away. Third base side and out onto the concourse. Cyclone still in search of their first hit today. Lone base runner was an Austin Allen walk to lead off the second that Brooklyn couldn't do all too much with. 3-2 upcoming. Clark watches ball four go by up and away. Johnson went to the heater. High and outside, and Brooklyn has their second base runner of the day. As we turn the lineup card over back to the top for Nick Morabito. So we'll see what Gilbert Gomez's squad can do here as they try to pull themselves back into this thing. Trailing 2-0. Bottom three, one on and one gone. Johnson works from the stretch now, and his first pitch to Morabito. Just off the outer edge, 1-0. Nico for one, struck out looking his first time up. Johnson did punch four Cyclones his first time through the order. Morabito and Francisco Alvarez, the big league rehabber who stands on deck right now. 1-0. Morabito stings it on the ground, foul, third base way. And it's 1-1. You mentioned Nick, just two for his last 16. Red hot start. When he joined Brooklyn, getting promoted from single-A St. Lucie, but has cooled off a tad since then. 1-1 upcoming to him. Johnson, belt set, nods the affirmation. Here it comes. Morabito hits it in the air, down the right field line, foul and out of play. Towards the Brooklyn bullpen. He'll need to get defensive now. It's 1-2. Morabito still at 3-0-2 during his time with the Cyclones. Speaks to just how hot of a start he got out to. A real on-base machine. Really embodies what you want in a leadoff man. Behind 1-2 here. Johnson delivers. Swing and a rocket to left. Drops in for a base hit. No chance for Edsel to make a play. Clark up 90 feet. And it's runners on first and second with one away for Francisco Alvarez.
I know people want to see probably a little bit more pop from Morabito, get a little more lift in that ball, but I just love the line drive approach. Rockets the ball left center field, right center field. Need guys like that at top of your lineup, especially when you have folks like Francisco Alvarez hitting behind him.
Big opportunity for Brooklyn and Alvarez here. Trailing 2-0 with two on and one away. Pitch. Alvarez takes in towards the shoot tops. 1-0. Francisco sporting those same bright neon green cleats that he did last night. And why would you change it? After all, he was catching all 9 innings of Brooklyn's no-hitter. Holds that bat off his right shoulder. 1-0 upcoming. Johnson deals. And Alvarez takes a fastball right down Broadway. It is 1-1. So doing some reading up on Alvarez. Great spot to find all those tidbits, of course. The media guide put out by the Mets, their PR department. They do a great job with it every year.
No, they have some amazing nuggets in there. They do an amazing job with that.
One of them is a little weird, though, as a 1-1 is hit sharply on the ground at third. Horvath up with it on to second for one. Over to first, a double play, 5-4-3. Horvath to Josenberger to Willems. And Brooklyn comes up empty-handed in the third. 2-0 Aberdeen. We'll get you that nugget after a short break on Valley Live and the Cyclones Radio Network.
Cyclones fans, are you ready for the ultimate weekend experience at Maimonides Park? Join us for Baseball You Can Drink every Saturday home game. Dive into 2 hours of open bar, beginning 30 minutes before the first pitch and lasting 90 minutes after, ensuring your game day starts and continues on a high note. For April and May, enjoy your drinks from the hot corner on the third base concourse with your seats in the main seating bowl for a perfect view of the action. As the season heats up, we'll move the party to the backyard right behind the right field wall, offering a uniquely Coney Island game day atmosphere. Act fast because pricing for Baseball You Can Drink will increase by $5 starting the Monday before each event date. Secure your tickets now at BrooklynCyclones.com or by calling 718-507-TIXX. Don't miss out on this unbeatable offer because amazing starts here.
The next time you head to Coney Island for a day of fun in the sun or a Cyclones game, be sure to stop by the all-new Coney Island Sandbar, located on Surf Avenue at Maimonides Park. It's the perfect spot to meet up with friends and grab a pregame snack or a postgame drink. For a full menu, including specials and happy hour deals, be sure to visit ConeyIslandSandbar.com. The Coney Island Sandbar, you bring the vibes, we'll bring the beach.
Well, we go to the top of the fourth. Aberdeen leading Brooklyn 2-0 here on this Wednesday morning. Thanks for spending some time with us alongside Justin Rock. I'm Johnny Gadamowitz. Jawilmi Ramirez's fourth inning of work begins with a first pitch fastball that is fouled away out of play. First base side, 0-1. Aberdeen sends 6-7-8 up to bat here, top four. Prado, Vasquez, and Costas. As Prado fouls away yet another out towards the parking lot. No balls and two strikes. Francisco Alvarez not in the field today, just the designated hitter as he continues his big league rehab assignment. 0-2 on appeal. He went around. Fastball up and in. Prado's eyes got real big. Just could not lay off a buzzsaw of a heater from Jawilmi Ramirez, who strikes out his second batter of the day. It's bases empty. And one gone here in the top of the fourth. And Alvarez, the DH, batting second. Told you before the break about a real interesting nugget we picked up on him. First pitch fouled back by Jalen Vasquez. And remember, this is Francisco Alvarez, of course, a man who, if you're a Mets fan, does not need an introduction. Even if you're a baseball fan, really, does not need an introduction. But what does he list his favorite sport as? One of the bright young catchers in all the game as an 0-1 misses outside to Vasquez. Not baseball, not even football, no basketball. 1-1, Vasquez sharply hits a line drive to center field, chasing Consuegra back, and he gets there in time to make the catch for the second out of the inning, two away. Yeah, Alvarez says he's a big fan of LeBron James and lists basketball, not baseball, as his favorite sport.
Well, the first thing I saw him wearing yesterday in the clubhouse was a Michael Jordan t-shirt.
Yep. Here's Max Costas. Takes the first pitch in towards the hips. Dances out of the way of it, 1-0.
Wasn't he doing the Jalen Brunson celebration?
Yes, he was.
In the dugout last week?
1-0. Cut on and missed. And it is 1-1.
I think there was great video of him back in the Dominican as well, or maybe Venezuela, hitting home runs over the winter in a Jalen Brunson jersey.
1-1 downstairs, two balls and a strike. Just think that's so fascinating. Obviously, it goes without saying. You hope everybody playing baseball loves it. 2-1. Called strike, it's 2-2. But to have that appreciation and similar level of fascination for other sports, too. And that certainly is the case with Alvarez. 2-2. Hits him. Costas trying to get out of the way of it. But it plunked him upstairs. Luckily, he appears to be all good. Not sure if it caught the helmet or the shoulder. But either way, it was high. Costas quickly back up on his feet, and he makes his way down the first base line.
Yeah, that just a pitch that got away from Ramirez, especially on a 2-2 count like that. But thankfully, Costas jumping back on his feet quickly, and it only grazed him, didn't hit him really flush.
And I'd imagine it was only the shoulders, because if it was anything near his head, you know the athletic training staff would be out just to do that routine protocol check.
Even if it was a graze, you know, pitch grazed him.
First pitch to Adam Retzbach, line to left center and through the alleyway for a base hit, maybe more. Retzbach makes the turn, going towards second, the throw in, not in time. And the Brooklyn outfield can't believe it. Stanley Consuegra slams his glove to the turf in frustration that he did not get the call at second base after it was relayed in.
Love to see a replay of that. It was a great throw by Consuegra. Looked like the throw to second base beat Retzbach there.
Just a matter of getting the tag applied. I'm not sure if he missed him or he just got underneath it. But either way, an unfortunate way for Jawilmy Ramirez's start to come to a close. His line not yet final. Runners on his responsibility. So it's second and third with two away and a new arm in the game for Brooklyn. We'll have them for you after a short break on Bally Live and the Cyclones Radio Network.
Cyclones fans, get ready to elevate your game nights at Maimonides Park. Presenting our Friday Night Drinks on Us special exclusively at BrooklynCyclones.com. For just $22, you'll not only secure a field box ticket, but also enjoy two refreshing 24-ounce cans of Miller or Coors beer, or opt for a crisp, hard seltzer. Prefer something different? Your offer also includes the choice of two 12-ounce Coney Island cans, fountain drinks, or bottled water, ensuring there's something for everyone. Remember, this incredible deal cannot be combined with any other offers, and your drink credit is conveniently loaded onto your ticket. Simply scan your ticket at the point of sale and claim your drinks. It's that easy. Don't miss out on this unbeatable offer. Head over to BrooklynCyclones.com now and secure your spot for an unforgettable Friday night, because amazing starts here.
Call to the bullpen for Gilbert Gomez and the Cyclones. Jawilmy Ramirez, day done after 3 2/3. On to make his second appearance in the Mets organization and his Maimonides Park debut. It is the one of only two southpaws on this Brooklyn pitching staff, Julian Smith, 6'4", 210 pounds. Celebrated his 27th birthday on Monday, so a happy belated birthday to Julian from Concord at North Carolina. Split last year between the Dodgers and Angels organizations. Had real good strikeout to walk numbers last year in both organizations. Threw 2/3 of an inning last week against Jersey Shore. Johnny retired both batters he faced.
Yeah, and a whole lot of lefties in this Aberdeen lineup as well. So maybe Gilbert Gomez playing some matchups here, including Enrique Bradfield, who stands in now and takes a first pitch breaking ball just off the plate for ball one. 1-0. This is a big spot for Smith as well. Two on and two away. Those two in scoring position. Runners on second and third. Aberdeen trying to extend its 2-0 lead here in the top of the fourth. 1-0 to Bradfield. He swings and pops it up. Third base side. Lugo the shortstop in shallow left. It is Clark who comes in and calls him off. Makes the play and retires the side. So Julian Smith throws two pitches and does his job to keep Jawilmy Ramirez's line all good moving into the bottom of the fourth. 2-0 Aberdeen on Bally Live and the Cyclones Radio Network.
This summer, pivot your Sunday plans and get ready for an unforgettable Friends Night at the ballpark. Could we be any more excited? Be one of the first 1,000 fans through the gates and snag your exclusive Cyclones How You Doin' shirt, because who doesn't want to channel their inner Joey? If you're more of a Monica, organize your group because we've got the ultimate ticket package. Enjoy your coffee or tea in a Central Perk mug included alongside your shirt. Take it a notch higher with our Friends Brunch package. Dive into a 2-hour buffet, unlimited drinks, and yes, you get to keep the shirt and mug. It's like Thanksgiving with Joey, but with less turkey and more fun. So whether you're a Ross, Rachel, Monica, Chandler, Joey, or Phoebe, don't miss out on Friends Night. It's your chance to live the nostalgia, enjoy great baseball, and who knows, maybe your lobster is waiting at the ballpark. Learn more by calling the Cyclones at 718-372-5596 or by logging on to BrooklynCyclones.com. Amazing starts here.
There is a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Hall of Fame induction weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience full of family-friendly activities and memorable moments. Make your plans today for July 19th through the 22nd for the induction of Adrian Beltre, Todd Helton, Jim Leland, and Joe Mauer, the class of 2024. Visit baseballhall.org today for the entire schedule. See you in Cooperstown.
Well, Brooklyn maybe a chance to do some damage here. Bottom four, they'll send 3-4-5 to the plate. Nick LaRusso, the minor league rehabbing Austin Allen, and then Stanley Consuegra on to face Preston Johnson. Brooklyn needs some offense here. They find themselves in a 2-0 hole here, bottom of the fourth. Only one base hit up until this point. First toss to Nick LaRusso. It's a fastball for a strike, 0-1. That lone hit belongs to Nick Morabito. It came in the bottom of the third, but Brooklyn couldn't do all too much with it. A one-up coming to LaRusso. Johnson works out of the full one. Takes his time. Now the pitch. LaRusso watches it go by. A little bit down and in. And it is 1-1. Nick 0-for-1 today. Grounded out to third his first time up. Went 1-for-2 yesterday. Scored a run. Also walked. And Brooklyn's 3-0. No-hitter of Aberdeen. 1-1. LaRusso watches it go by in the dirt, downstairs. Two balls and one strike. First nine-inning no-no in franchise history for the Cyclones. Dakota Hawkins, Joey Lancelotti, and Joshua Cornelli, the three arms. 2-1 is hit high in the air. Right-hand side, Willems, the first baseman, into foul ground, watches it clang off the netting for a long foul ball. It's 2-2.
And it was so much fun seeing how much joy all three of those guys were having after the game, just really soaking it all in, knowing that, you know, this is something that's going to be talked about for as long as Brooklyn Cyclones baseball exists. As long as they're living, they're going to be telling their friends and family, their kids, about the day they threw a no-hitter.
And an integral piece of the story that Francisco Alvarez caught all nine frames. 2-2 upcoming to Nick LaRusso. Johnson deals home. LaRusso pokes it in the air, shallow left. Etzel charging in, makes the shoulder-high grab. One away. But mentioning Alvarez, was interesting to see following the conclusion of the game, photos being taken, and Alvarez made it a point to purposely keep that catcher's mask on, to not want it to be about him. Classy move from the big leaguer, recognizing that it's pitchers who throw no-hitters. Catchers just call them. Rip and a miss from Austin Allen, 0-1 to the lefty batter. Bases empty, one away, 2-0 Aberdeen here in the bottom of the fourth.
There's one other nugget to that, John.
0-1, wave and a miss, nothing and two.
And I thought about it last night after Donholm digesting what an incredible performance that was by the three pitchers. But Alvarez, put in perspective how young he is, every battery last night, he was the younger of the two.
0-2 hit well to left center field, chasing Bradfield back, utilizing his blazing speed. Gets there in time to make the play, two away.
Dakota Hawkins, 24. Joey Lancelotti, 25, 26. Joshua Cornelli, 23. And then Francisco Alvarez won't turn 23 until November.
It really is remarkable. You wouldn't know it based on the way he carries himself and certainly his performance on the field. Base is empty, two away. Here's Stanley Consuegra, righty batter, open stance. And the pitch, wave and a miss. Nothing and one. Consuegra over the top of a breaking ball.
And I think that should excite Met fans more than anything, is the way he's conducted himself the last 36 hours.
Cutting a miss, 0-2 to Consuegra.
You know, carrying himself like he's a 32-year-old, 10-year Major League veteran, not a 22-year-old who played here a couple years ago.
Because it really was not very long ago when you think about it, 2021.
And I think Met fans did pick up on Alvarez keeping the mask on last night for that photo and to make sure the spotlight was on the guys coming up, not the guy who's already an established big leaguer.
0-2 to Consuegra, watches it go by in the lefty batter's box. 1-2. Obviously a real treat for Brooklyn to be able to pick the brain of not only Alvarez, but also Austin Allen, who flied out a batter ago, a guy with big league experience with Oakland and San Diego. 1-2, misses upstairs to Consuegra. Two balls and two strikes.
Further making what Preston Johnson is doing right now all the more impressive. One hit, no runs. Facing two guys with well over 50 games of big league experience.
2-2 on the way, and Consuegra takes a strike three called on the outer edge. Second time today. Stanley down with a backwards K. Five punch outs for Johnson through four. Faces the minimum. 1-2-3, bottom of the fourth. Let's go to the fifth. 2-0 Aberdeen on Bally Live and the Cyclones Radio Network.
Cyclones fans, get ready to elevate your game nights at Maimonides Park. Presenting our Friday Night Drinks on Us special exclusively at BrooklynCyclones.com. For just $22, you'll not only secure a field box ticket, but also enjoy two refreshing 24-ounce cans of Miller or Coors beer, or opt for a crisp, hard seltzer. Prefer something different? Your offer also includes the choice of two 12-ounce Coney Island cans, fountain drinks, or bottled water, ensuring there's something for everyone. Remember, this incredible deal cannot be combined with any other offers, and your drink credit is conveniently loaded onto your ticket. Simply scan your ticket at the point of sale and claim your drinks. It's that easy. Don't miss out on this unbeatable offer. Head over to BrooklynCyclones.com now to secure your spot for an unforgettable Friday night, because amazing starts here.
You know, Optimum Fiber Internet gives you speeds up to 8 gig.
Wow, that's fast.
The fastest in the New York tri-state. And combine internet with Optimum Mobile starting at $45 a month.
Nice.
It's the code.
Code.
Optimum Complete saves you hundreds.
It's the...
code.
Yeah.
I'm flattered, but so there's vibes. So many other...
They're talking about the GOAT, our greatest offer of all time.
Ah, that makes more sense.
Switch to Optimum Complete starting at $45 a month.
Moving right along, we go to the top of the fifth. The only runs in this game came in the top of the third when Aberdeen put up a two spot. It's 2-0 Ironbirds. And with the play-by-play, here's Justin.
Thank you, Johnny. Tavian Josenberger switching over to bat from the right-hand side against the lefty. And a foul tip on the push-bunt attempt. No balls and a strike on Josenberger. Final line for Joelmy Ramirez. Smith came on, stranded a couple runners for Joelmy in the fourth. The 0-1 outside and high. One ball and one strike. Ramirez 3 2/3 innings, two runs, five hits, a walk, two Ks. Season high 65 pitches, 45 strikes. 1-1, and Josenberger laid on the fastball. And the count 1-2. Ramirez. Did hit a batter. But he'll keep Brooklyn in this game, in part thanks to Smith stranding a pair last inning. 1-2 low. Count two balls and two strikes. Mac Horvath, Matthew Etzel. The men who drove in the only two runs today. Set to follow Josenberger in the fifth. The 2-2. And a high fly ball left side. This one in the infield. Foul ground at LaRusso. And adjacent to the third base bag on the green shaded turf makes the catch. And there's one away in the top of the fifth. And get you our Coney Convo's trivia question of the day. And have to shout out our good friend Gershon Rabinowitz, who ended up being the guy who ended up researching this answer. I'm kind of mad at myself that I didn't look this up myself or think to look this up earlier today. But, of course, yesterday the first nine-inning no-hitter in Brooklyn Cyclones history. As the first pitch to Horvath, a swing and a miss, 0-1. Horvath RBI single his last time. 1-for-2 today. The first nine-inning no-hitter in Cyclones history. The only other no-hitter in franchise history was against Aberdeen, but on the road. As the pitch outside, 1-1 to Horvath. So that means yesterday's no-hitter thrown by Hawkins, Lancelotti, and Cornelli was the first no-hitter of any kind. As Horvath takes a strike, 1-2. Two in the dirt, and the count full now on Horvath. But that the first no-hitter here in the borough of Brooklyn in 24,724 days. Back to the Brooklyn Dodgers. The 2-2 inside, a full count. Our question today is, who was the man who threw the last no-hitter thrown here in Brooklyn at Ebbets Field, September 25th, 1956. The 3-2 off the end of the bat to center and down in front of Consuegra for a base hit. So Horvath, 2-for-3 today, his first time in the lineup this week for the Ironbirds. But tweet with the hashtag ConeyConvos if you think you know today's trivia question.
Justin, I'm so glad I didn't spoil the fun. I had that ready to go and was maybe going to mix it in a little earlier in the game. Didn't end up getting to it, and good thing I didn't.
Well, it could have pivoted to something else, but I saw that one and I was like, that it's too perfect. It was too perfect not to use. So thank you, Gershon, for sharing that nugget. If you haven't seen it on social media, we'll give you the answer in the sixth. We hope you haven't. You chime in and give us your thoughts. As Etzel takes outside, 1-0. Sack fly his last time. He's also singled today. One on, one out. 2-0 Aberdeen the pitch. And Etzel gets his hands in. Inside outs it towards the concourse third base side, 1-1. Take a look around the South Atlantic League. Here in the top half of this fifth inning. One of two matinees today in the circuit. Look at first the 1-1. And Etzel takes high and tight. Two balls and a strike. Winston-Salem in Rome started at noon. So that game just underway. Bottom of the second, no score. Drew Hackenberg against Drew McDaniel. Go back to first. And Horvath dives in. Rome entering play today, leading the South Division. A game and a half up on Bowling Green. The 2-1. The first to throw to Gill. And again, Horvath gets in there. Good move by Smith. And his final disengagement of this at bat. We'll see what Horvath may or may not do on the base pass. Runner goes, the 2-1, a strike. Throw down a second by Allen, not in time. So the count 2-2 on Edsel. But another stolen base for Aberdeen. For Horvath, that is 14th of the year without being caught. And they now have 146 as a team. Stolen bases for Aberdeen so far this season. As Edsel tries to hold up and can't, strike three. So Julian Smith picks up the strikeout. Two down now in the fifth inning. And for Smith, that is first strikeout as a member of the Mets organization. First strikeout as a Cyclone. Two out in the fifth for Creed Willems. Walking a ground out to third so far today. And the first pitch to the first baseman inside, 1-0. But Hudson Valley and Wilmington will play a doubleheader at 5 o'clock today at Frawley Stadium. Baron Stewart against Luke Young in game one. 1-0. Willems takes a strike. Outside corner, it's even. Hudson Valley entered play today. Four back of first place. A game and a half back of Brooklyn for second. Wilmington in last, 5.5 back. But just two games under the 500 mark. Step off on a bluff throw to second. You're allowed to do that to any base but first. And so no balk. And Horvath back safely without a play.
And with each passing day, this out-of-town scoreboard look is only going to increase in importance down the home stretch of this first half.
1-1, and Willems a line drive. Nice play made by the second baseman, De Los Santos, scrambling to get back to first is Gill. A collision, throw gets away. Horvath races around third to score. It's 3-0 Aberdeen, and hopefully everybody's all right at first base. Willems and Gill both back up on their feet. Willems checking in on Gill, Gilbert Gomez, and assistant athletic trainer Skylar Nicholson. Joe Perillo, the head athletic trainer, also out there on the warning track, just trying to make sure everybody's all right. But that was a in-between line drive. As you see, Willems put his arm around the shoulders of Gill. Both all right, no harm, no foul. As now Gomez out to talk with Julian Smith. There was action in Brooklyn's right field bullpen, and they will take the ball from Smith and make a pitching change. But an in-between line drive there betwixt Gill and the second baseman, De Los Santos. Gill too far off the bag. De Los Santos tried throwing it there. Gill trying to scramble back with Willems hustling up the line. Throw got away towards the home plate side of first. Rather the first base side, or the dugout side of first. And Aberdeen now a three-run advantage. Justin Lawson on. Get you the info when we come back on the Cyclones Radio Network.
Cyclones fans, get ready to elevate your game nights at Maimonides Park. Presenting our Friday night Drinks on Us special exclusively at BrooklynCyclones.com. For just $22, you'll not only secure a field box ticket, but also enjoy two refreshing 24-ounce cans of Miller or Coors beer, or opt for a crisp, hard seltzer. Prefer something different? Your offer also includes the choice of two 12-ounce Coney Island cans, fountain drinks, or bottled water, ensuring there's something for everyone. Remember, this incredible deal cannot be combined with any other offers, and your drink credit is conveniently loaded onto your ticket. Simply scan your ticket at the point of sale and claim your drinks. It's that easy. Don't miss out on this unbeatable offer. Head over to BrooklynCyclones.com now. Secure your spot for an unforgettable Friday night, because amazing starts here.
New arm in the game for Brooklyn. It is indeed Justin Lawson. So Julian Smith's line, not final because the runner on first his responsibility. It was a single for Willems and then the run on the error on the throw. But Smith, as it stands right now, one inning, two hits, one strikeout, and no walks. It's 3-0 Aberdeen. Lawson on, two away, and Willems off first base.
Yeah, so basically that run will become earned or unearned depending on what happens in this at-bat. As Helio Prado takes a strike on the outside corner, it's 0-1. Lawson, 6'3", 205 pounds, 23 years old, from Winfield, Louisiana. The first base side of the slab, the 0-1. Down and away, a ball and a strike. Prado 0-2 today. A fly ball to right and a strikeout. Three nothing Aberdeen here in the top of the fifth. The 1-1 pitch, and Prado grounds it foul up the third base line. A ball and two strikes. Lawson, 14th appearance, no record, of 3.33 ERA. Does have four saves, 15 hits in 24 and a third innings. 10 walks, 26 strikeouts. Did give up a season-high three runs his last time out against Jersey Shore on Friday. A long pause for Lawson. A 1-2 and a foul ball off the top of the screen by Prado stays alive. Aberdeen, two in the third, one here in the fifth on the single and error by Willems. He goes, pitch high, throw down by Allen, the tag there by De Los Santos, and they got him to end the inning. I don't know if Willems ever touched second base. Nicely done by Allen and De Los Santos. So make that an unearned run against Julian Smith, thanks to the 2-4 caught stealing. That ends the frame. But Aberdeen picks up a run and extends their lead to 3. Ironbirds making a pitching change going to the bottom of the fifth. 3-0 on Bally Live and the Cyclones Radio Network.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
The new season starts now.
Christopher Russo is the Mad Dog.
Things are shaping up as far as 2024 is concerned.
And the only thing he loves more than baseball is talking about it.
Prospects are suspects until they prove themselves in the big leagues.
As a new season begins,
it's a fun time of the year.
Watch High Heat weekdays at 11 Eastern, 8 a.m. Pacific on MLB Network. Go to MLBnetwork.com for TV channel number.
Performance.
He is locked in.
Passion.
There's nobody more important than him.
Teamwork.
Working together is key.
Get inside the game with MLB Tonight.
It is a big one.
Bringing you breakdowns, highlights, and live look-ins to the big moments as they happen.
That was the MVP of the game right there.
MLB Tonight. Inside the game all season long. Only on MLB Network. Go to MLBnetwork.com for TV channel number and schedule.
Hola, soy Jeffrey Colón de República Dominicana y estás escuchando el béisbol de los Ciclones de Brooklyn, solo en la cadena de radio de los Ciclones.
Luis Sanchez on. Preston Johnson, if this holds, falls an inning short of qualifying for the win, Justin.
Thank you, Johnny. Luis Sanchez on to take over for Johnson, who was outstanding over four shutout innings today, just one hit allowed. 0-1, the count on William Lugo after a called strike. And another fastball off the outside corner, and the count even at one. Final line for the starter, Johnson. Four innings, no runs, a hit, two walks, five Ks. The 1-1 outside. 2-1 now on William. Sanchez, second arm used by Felipe Rojas Jr. today. Wine the 2-1, and Lugo fouls it off the plate. It stays foul up the third base line, 2-2. Sanchez, 6 feet tall, 167 pounds, just 21 years old. from San Francisco de Macorís in the Dominican Republic. Signed as an international free agent back in 2019. To get that fastball up into the triple digits. The 2-2 inside nearly hits Lugo by the waist. And a full count now. Sanchez last pitched on Saturday through a scoreless inning. Did walk a couple and registered a strikeout. The payoff pitch. Swing and a miss. Got him. There's that electric fastball from Sanchez. And Lugo down on strikes to start the home fifth inning. Time to get you our Coney Convo's trivia question of the day. We'll give you the answer in the bottom of the sixth. But yesterday, the first nine-inning no-hitter in Brooklyn Cyclones history and the first nine-inning no-hitter thrown by a pro baseball team in Brooklyn since September of 1956. From the Brooklyn Dodgers, as Jeffrey De Los Santos takes a strike, our question today, who was that Brooklyn Dodgers pitcher who threw that no-hitter September 1956? Tweet with the hashtag Coney Convos if you think you know. Sanchez misses away. One ball, one strike on De Los Santos. Struck out his only time up. The line, the 1-1, and De Los Santos a line drive into left field for a base hit. Just the second knock of the afternoon for the Cyclones. Brooklyn trying to spring a rally. One on, one out. And the first baseman, Mateo Gil, fly to left, his only time today. But Sanchez, 16th appearance, 2-2 record, a 6.59 ERA. Just six hits allowed in 13 and two-thirds innings, but has walked 22 and struck out 18. First pitch to Gil, and a half-hearted swing and a foul ball. Fooled on the heater from Sanchez, 0-1. A whip over two for the right-hander so far this year, but opponents hitting just 130 off him. The 0-1. And a slider up and in, 1-1. Sanchez picked up the win against Brooklyn on May the 1st. 2 no-hit innings. Struck out 3, one of his best outings of the year. The 1-1, and Gil hits it on the ground, foul into the third base dugout, right by the camera well. 1-2 on Mateo. And Sanchez, guy who has drawn some comparisons to Yoan Duran, Emmanuel Clase of the Twins and Guardians, two of the most electric closers in baseball, as Gil keeps his hands in and ropes a line drive to center field, a base hit. So back-to-back singles from De Los Santos and Gil. And the Cyclones will bring the tying run to the plate with one out in the fifth in the form of Kellum Clark. So Sanchez, who threw two no-hit innings against Brooklyn a little over a month ago, has now given up a couple of base hits in this inning. And Clark a chance to do damage. First pitch to the lefty hitter. And a fastball sails up and away, 1-0. Clark walked his only time up as Retzbach out to talk with the righty. Clark playing his first game since Sunday. Went 1-for-3 with a walk in his final game at Single-A St. Lucie, as Jordy Henry sprinting out from the dugout to join the conversation. Clark has now reached in six straight, dating back to May the 25th in the FSL. The Mets' 20th round pick last year out of Mississippi State. Had a hand in the Bulldogs' first national championship in 2021. Smacked a three-run home run in the seventh in the clinching game three win. Two on, one out for Clark. 1-0 the count. Sanchez offers, and Clark swings through a high fastball. Tip into the glove of Retzbach, 1-1. De Los Santos at second, Gill at first. Aberdeen a 3-0 lead. The 1-1. And Clark grabs a piece. One ball, two strikes. Continuing our look around the out-of-town scoreboard in the South Atlantic League today. Everything else, 6:30 or later, Jersey Shore and Greensboro. Hunter Barco for the Grasshoppers. Stevenson Jimenez for Jersey Shore. Luke Laws dropped the opening game of that vital series last night. 1-2. And Clark out of play to the left, stays in there.
And it's interesting from a Brooklyn standpoint. You don't really want either Jersey Shore nor Greensboro to have a great series there and take a commanding lead atop the division, say, if one of them were to win 5 of 6 or take all 6. You're almost sort of hoping for an even split to keep both teams relatively at even pace.
No, that's exactly the case as time called. I call a pitch clock violation on Sanchez to run the count even at 2-2. But no, it is a very interesting situation. Also, when you couple it with the fact that Greensboro playing just its first series of the year against a North Division opponent, and their second against a team at 500 or better. Is that one inside? Retzbach couldn't hold on. But the count now full 3-2, and Sanchez in danger of walking the bases loaded. With the top of the lineup and Nick Morabito on deck. And Greensboro 3-4 this year against teams with a 500 record or better. The payoff pitch, and Clark hits it sharply foul just to the right of the first base bag. And we'll stay full 3-2. Didn't miss by much, but compare that with the fact that Brooklyn has played 37 games out of their 52 overall against teams with 500 or better records. Aberdeen 21-19. So they've played 40 games. 3-2. Clark hits it on the ground right side. Fielded by Josenberger. Looks at second. But his only play is at first, and that's where they'll get the out. De Los Santos to third. Gill to second. So a productive out by Clark, but couldn't quite get it past Josenberger to his left. So second and third and two out for the top of the lineup in Nick Morabito. Right-hander up and throwing for Aberdeen in left with Sanchez up over 20 pitches. But it's wild to me. Brooklyn, prior to this week, had played more games in the central time zone. But Morabito takes a slider strike. Then Greensboro had against their own division. And that into the first full week of June in the first half. The 0-1. Morabito takes the fastball low, 1-1. Nick, 1-for-2, a strikeout and a single today. Brooklyn a couple singles in the inning. Trying to chip away to 3-0 deficit. Second and third, two out. 1-1 the count. The righty fires. Morabito, ground ball right side. Josenberger to his left from the outfield. Turf throws on to first. And the side retired. So Brooklyn, their best scoring opportunity of the day. Second and third. Two out. Cannot convert. As Sanchez gets the ground ball to get out of Dodge. No runs. Two hits. Two left. After five. 3-0 Aberdeen. On Bally Live and the Cyclones Radio Network.
I work at the radiology department.
I'm the patient relations supervisor.
Materials management department. I do what I do because I love it.
I love primary care. I love helping patients.
I love helping people.
What does Maimonides mean to the people of Brooklyn?
Maimonides means pride.
Maimonides means family.
The staff is family.
It's a great place to work.
This is my family.
My calling.
My mission.
My people.
My home.
My choice.
Maimonides.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun.
Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that Grand Slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham Rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
We love you for all you do for us, for keeping us warm and comfortable, for helping us work and play. We love every nook and cranny where we share stories, bubble baths, and Friday night dance parties. You take care of us. That's why we take care of you. For smart home and energy saving products, shop National Grid's Marketplace.
Justin Lawson back to the mound as we go to the top of the sixth inning. Brooklyn trailing Aberdeen 3-0. Final line official now for Julian Smith. An inning, one unearned run, two hits, no walks, a strikeout. Aberdeen in front 3-0. First pitch to Elio Prado, slapped down the right field line. Back into his left, Morabito. He can't get there. It's off the Coney Island sandbar signage. And he fires in his second, cut off by Lugo. And a first pitch leadoff double from Elio Prado to start the top of the sixth inning.
Well, Prado got to see a couple of Lawson's pitches at the conclusion of the final frame. Inning ended on a caught stealing. Maybe a little bit of an added bonus there as far as what to expect his first time facing him today.
So a man at second, nobody out for Jalen Vasquez as Aberdeen trying to create some added separation. And the first pitch to the lefty batter on the outside corner, 0-1. Vasquez, a couple of fly balls to center today. Sun trying to make its way out on a cloudy Wednesday afternoon on Coney Island. The 0-1, and Vasquez fouls it off his hands. Lawson ahead, no balls at two strikes. Back to a 7 o'clock start tomorrow and Friday. Both games available on SNY and the SNY app, in addition to our normal sources on Bally Live and BrooklynCyclones.com on the radio side. Couple of good pitching matchups for TV. The 0-2 in the air, left field. Back and to his left is Clark to make the catch. Tagging is Prado. Throw to third base. Tagged by LaRusso. He's safe. Oh, my goodness. I'm not so sure on that one as Gilbert Gomez coming out to argue. William Lugo's got his hands on the top of his head. I thought LaRusso made the tag on Prado before he got to third. Don't know if we'll be able to get a replay on that as Gomez over to talk with Connor Kroll.
Yeah, you and me both, Justin. I think the best part about it from a LaRusso standpoint was how swiftly he applied the tag all in one motion. Saw the catch through and then just gracefully applied that tag. Not very herky-jerky, very smooth the whole way, and that's what enabled him, at least from what we thought, to get him in time. Umpires think otherwise.
You don't see Gomi all that demonstrative when he goes out to talk with the umpire. Check swing from Costas didn't go, 1-0. You saw him slap his hands together before he walked away from Kroll. Sort of how you know Gomez not pleased. This one in the air to left. Clark there to make the catch. Prado tags, heads to the plate. The throw there, and Allen can't make the catch on the hop. A sacrifice fly for Maxwell Costas. And that call at third base ends up being a pretty big one as Aberdeen scores the run 4-0. It felt like that hand clap from Gomez was his way of saying, all right, come on, get it together. So So an RBI for Costas makes it a 4-0 game. Adam Retzbach takes a strike. He singled and doubled in this ball game. Couple of good throws from Kellum Clark, but unfortunately, nothing to show for it. The 0-1. Outside and the count evens. One ball and one strike. Tony Convo's trivia question of the day. We'll give you the answer in the bottom of the inning. 1-1, foul back. 1-2 on Retzbach. But our question today was, yesterday, the Cyclones, a 9-inning no-hitter, first in franchise history, and the first no-hitter thrown in the borough of Brooklyn since September 1956 by the Brooklyn Dodgers. Our question today is, who threw that no-hitter for the Dodgers in 56? Tweet with the hashtag Coney Convos if you think you know. Is this foul towards the third base dugout? It remains 1-2. Lawson comes home. And the slider outside, two balls and two strikes. Gonna start to get a little bit quieter at the ballpark as we get closer to the 1 o'clock hour. The 2-2. Retzbach sends it straight back. A lot of those youngsters filing back onto the school buses that swarmed our parking lot earlier today. Heading back to school before the end of the class day. Is this in the air center field? Sending Consuegra back away back, and it's over his head and all the way to the wall. Retzbach round second. He's on his way to third. The relay from De Los Santos won't come. Adam Retzbach is three pegs of the way to the cycle today. Singled, doubled, and now tripled. He's a home run short. And Aberdeen a runner at third and two out. Just crushed it over the head of Consuegra in center. And as soon as that happened, Retzbach thinking three and comes away with his first three-bagger of the season.
Yeah, and make no mistake, Stanley covers a lot of ground. There's not much that he can't get to utilizing those long strides. Speaks to just how well Retzbach hit that ball.
And those long arms to reel balls right in as well. As you saw last night, to save a couple of chances to break up the no-hitter. As Enrique Bradfield takes high 1-0. And a swing and a foul tip into the glove of Allen, a ball and a strike. Bradfield Jr., 1-for-3 with a base hit. Fly out to left in his last trip. Rests his bat on his back shoulder. Lawson misses low. And the count 2-1, and wow, what a screenshot just given. Not only was the runner at third base out, the run that made it 4-0 as Bradfield fouls it up the line, he was out by about at least a foot. At least a foot. That's
generous.
That's not going to look good when that ball is reviewed. Can't find it, a pitch in the dirt, and the ball ruled dead. And they say it hit Bradfield in the foot. And they're going to send Retzbach back to third base. Looked like Bradfield seemed to disagree with Jamal Allen, saying it missed him. But after a brief discussion, we'll head up the first base line. Bradfield arm still at his side, saying, "Didn't hit me." Yeah, that's not great. You get a screenshot like that, but nothing the Cyclones can do about it now. No filing, playing the game under protest in the South Atlantic League. Throw back to first, and they pick him off. Bradfield picked off first base, a nifty move by Justin Lawson. And the Cyclones do get the final out of the inning on the bases to retire the side. But Aberdeen picks up a run on the sacrifice fly. We head to the bottom of the sixth. 4-0 Ironbirds on Valley Live and the Cyclones Radio Network.
Attention Cyclone fans and furry friend enthusiasts. Get your paws ready for Bark in the Park Nights, presented by the Veterinary Emergency Group. Join us at Maimonides Park for a tail-wagging good time on five special Tuesdays, April 23rd, May 21st, June 18th, July 23rd, and September 3rd. For just $20, humans get a ticket to the game and a Stylish Cyclones cap while your four-legged buddies enter for free. Enjoy the game from our main seating bowl, designed to offer the best views for our two-legged fans. Plus, don't miss the pregame pup parade around the field starting 45 minutes before the first pitch. Line up between sections 22 and 24 and strut your stuff. And that's not all. With each ticket purchased, you'll also receive a Cyclones doggy backpack, perfect for carrying treats, toys, and bags on your walks. This handy bag clips easily to a leash or human backpack, making it a must-have for every outing. So mark your calendars and join us for Bark in the Park Nights. Purchase your tickets today at brooklyncyclones.com or call 718-507-TIXX. Cyclones Baseball, where amazing starts here and every bark is part of the cheer.
Hi, this is Joshua Cornelli from Caracas, Venezuela, and you are listening to Brooklyn Cyclones Baseball, only on the Cyclones Radio Network.
Francisco Alvarez to lead off for Brooklyn against Luis Sanchez in the bottom of the sixth inning. Ironbirds a 4-0 lead. Trying to even up this series at a win apiece. Sanchez hiding his eyes behind that sky blue mitt, matching his jersey and pants. And Alvarez swings through the first pitch slider, 0-1. Alvarez 0-2 today, has struck out, grounded into a double play. Serving as the DH this afternoon. The 0-1, and this slider all the way to the backstop, 1-1. Aberdeen, 4 runs, 9 hits. Talk about a turnaround from yesterday. No errors, 6 men left. Brooklyn, no runs, 3 hits, an error. They had stranded 4. 1-1 off the outside corner. 2 balls and a strike. Get you the answer to our Coney Convo's trivia question here in the bottom of the sixth. The 2-1. Alvarez chops it on the ground at third. Waiting on the hop is Horvath. And he'll throw to first to retire Alvey for the first out. So time to get you the answer to our Coney Convo's trivia question of the day. Last night, Cyclones throwing a 9-inning no-hitter, the first in franchise history. The only no-hitter Brooklyn had thrown prior to that, 7 innings in length. But it was in Aberdeen back in 2009. So yesterday, the first no-hitter in Brooklyn since September 1956, thrown by the Brooklyn Dodgers. As a pitch to Nick LaRusso, outside, ball one. Nick 0-2. Our question today, who threw that no-hitter for the Dodgers? As LaRusso takes outside, 2-0. Jim Dolan, sitting next to me, gave a series of outstanding guesses as LaRusso fouls it away, 2-1. Wasn't Carl Erskine, wasn't Don Newcomb, wasn't Preacher Rowe, but it was Sal Magley. So 2-1 outside, 3 balls and a strike now on LaRusso. Sal Magley did it September the 25th, 1956, Dodgers no-hitting the Philadelphia Phillies at Ebbets Field. The 2-2. Inside and low, full count. So it had been over 24,000 days between no-hitters in the borough. As LaRusso takes outside, ball four. Sanchez couldn't quite paint the outside black. So one on and one out. And Felipe Rojas Jr. out of the third base dugout. Looks like he'll make a pitching change as the Ironbirds add some action to the bullpen. And Sanchez's day done after 34 pitches. One on, one out. Austin Allen coming up. Brooklyn trying to chip away at a 4-run deficit here in the bottom of the sixth on the Cyclones Radio Network.
I work at the radiology department.
I'm the patient relations supervisor.
Materials management department. I do what I do because I love it.
I love primary care. I love helping patients.
I love helping people.
What does Maimonides mean to the people of Brooklyn?
Maimonides means pride.
Maimonides means family.
The staff is family.
It's a great place to work.
This is my family.
My calling.
My mission.
My people.
My home.
My choice.
Maimonides.
Calling all hot dog lovers, come join us at Maimonides Park on Wednesday, July 3rd, when the Cyclones will suit up as the Coney Island Franks. Just one day before the annual Nathan's Famous hot dog eating contest, the first 1,500 fans to enter the ballpark will receive a Joey Chestnut bobblehead giveaway. There are also special guaranteed ticket offers to ensure you'll get to take home a bobblehead of the Hot Dog King of Coney Island. For tickets and more info, make sure to log on to BrooklynCyclones.com.
New arm in the game for Aberdeen with a runner on and one out here in the bottom of the sixth. Brooklyn trying to claw their way back into a 4-0 deficit, and it is Yankee Rivera who takes the spot of Luis Sanchez. Sanchez departs this game. His line not final. Runner still his responsibility, but inning in a third, two hits, a walk, and a strikeout. 4-0 Aberdeen, Justin.
Thank you, Johnny. So Rivera on, one away. Allen 0-for-1 with a walk today. First pitch, the lefty batter. And Allen takes high, 1-0. Rivera, 6'2", 150 pounds, just 20 years old. Won't turn 21 until mid-July from Santo Domingo in the Dominican Republic. 1-0 pitch. And Allen takes upstairs. Two balls and no strikes. Rivera, the numbers for him so far this season. 15th appearance, 3-1 record, a 1.8 ERA. The 2-0. Underneath the arms with a called strike. 2-1 now. Rivera, two saves, just 12 hits allowed in 20 innings, 9 walks to 18 strikeouts. There were 2 1/3 scoreless and hitless innings against Hudson Valley on Saturday, picking up the win as a throwback to first, and LaRusso dives in safely. Through an inning and a third scoreless against Brooklyn back on May the 2nd. Second youngest player on Aberdeen's opening day roster. 2-1, and Allen spun himself into a pretzel, 2-2. Good off-speed pitch that time. Allen signed with the Mets. Minor league contract. Non-roster invitee to spring training over the winter. As Allen tries to check his swing, but he went around, says the base umpire Connor Kroll, and no argument from Allen. He was already heading back to the dugout before the base umpire rung him up. So Rivera comes on, picks up a strikeout. And two out in the sixth for Stanley Consuegra. Yes, Sal Magley was the last person to throw a no-hitter in the borough of Brooklyn prior to the combined effort yesterday, as Stanley Consuegra fouls it away 0-2. Magley, predominantly known more as a New York Giant than a Brooklyn Dodger, was a two-time All-Star in 51 and 52, although he really didn't establish himself as a big leaguer until he was 33 years old in 1950. The 0-1. And Swagera fouls it off in the box, 0-2. Finished second in Cy Young Award voting that year in 1956. And he didn't really start pitching until May. Started the year with Cleveland. And the Dodgers purchased him after making a couple appearances in the American League. Second in the Cy Young voting in 56 in the NL as Consuegra bounces it foul. And I shouldn't say really the NL, because back in 56, the Cy Young Award was not individualized by league. It was overall major league. Lost out to his teammate, and who Jim Dolan guessed Don Newcomb. Runner goes. Pitch high. Retzbach couldn't handle it on the transfer, so LaRusso is stolen back. Brooklyn a man in scoring position with two out and a 1-2 count on Stanley.
And nobody even really bothered covering. No one was near the bag either. LaRusso heads up, took advantage.
Whitey Ford was third, and Warren Spahn was tied with Ford for third. That in the dirt, two balls and two strikes.
Not bad company to be in.
Newcomb not only was the NL or the Major League Cy Young Award winner, he was the NL MVP that year, and Magley was second. The 2-2 pitch, swing, and a foul tip. Retzbach couldn't squeeze it. Some guy named Henry Aaron finished third. Well, Dodgers had a lot in the mix. Fifth, and NL MVP voting that year is the late Jim Gillian. He's number 19, retired by the Dodgers. Runner at second, two out. The 2-2 pitch. Consuegra another foul ball to the third base dugout. 4-0 Aberdeen. Bottom of the sixth inning alongside Johnny Gadamowicz. I'm Justin Rock. Brooklyn, a no-hitter in the opening game of the series last night, a 3-0 win. Two and two, the count on Stanley. The righty fires in the dirt and kicks all the way to the screen. And LaRusso easily over to third base on the wild pitch. AL MVP in 56, Mickey Mantle. With Yogi Berra finishing just behind him. Of course, that 56 Dodgers team. The payoff pitch, outside ball four. And Consuegra aboard with a walk. Good at bat from Stanley. Swagra able to win the nine-pitch battle. So two on and two out for William Lugo, who has fouled out to the catcher and struck out. The Dodgers losing in seven to the Yankees in the 56 World Series. Rivera comes home, and Lugo a high fly ball center field. Bradfield back, slowing down, makes the catch. And the side is retired. Now Lugo stung it well, hit it to the wrong part of the ballpark as Brooklyn strands two. For the Cyclones in the six, no runs, no hits, two left on walks at the end of six, 4-0 Aberdeen on Valley Live and the Cyclones Radio Network.
On Saturday, June 22nd, come help us celebrate Margaritaville Night at the ballpark. Come enjoy a cheeseburger or a hot dog in paradise when the Cyclones host the Blue Claws. The first 1,500 fans will take home a custom-made Cyclones Hawaiian shirt. And you can take home a special tiki mug with our exclusive ticket package. And if that's not enough, celebrate by enjoying our all-you-can-drink offer. 2 hours of beer, wine, seltzers, and more. Plus, receive that limited edition tiki mug. For more info and to purchase your tickets, visit BrooklynCyclones.com.
Celebrate the history of America's pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that shape and change the game and our country. And relive the careers of legends who have earned the greatest honor in sports. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org.
We go to the top of the seventh inning. Brooklyn trailing 4-0. Great nugget from our friend George Whitbread, who's watching him from Citi Field today. Mentioned in that no-hitter from Sal Magley. The only base runner he allowed over the first seven innings was a walk to Jack Meyer, who was the Phillies starter that day. Almost threw a perfect game. We head to the top of the seventh. Octavian Josenberger coming to the bat. Stepping up to the play-by-play is Johnny Gaudamus.
Man, baseball is so cool, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. And don't get that much us, much other sports.
First pitch from Justin Lawson is a called strike on the outer edge to Tavian Josenberger. 0-1. So Brooklyn work to do. They find themselves trailing 4-0 here in the top of the seventh. 0-1 from Lawson. Misses outside. 1-1. It has turned into a rather nice Wednesday afternoon here on Coney Island. Hazy, overcast, even foggy skies this morning. 1-1 clips the outer edge. It's 1-2. Has since given way to plenty of blue sky overhead. Still plenty of cloud coverage, but thin clouds, particularly out beyond the ocean in Wright. But right where we are, directly above the turf field below, a whole lot of blue and sunshine. As Austin Allen, Brooklyn's catcher, wants to go have a word with his battery mate Justin Lawson. Lawson working now his second full inning of relief work. Only run he's allowed up until this point was on a sacrifice fly. That only happened as a result of a bang-bang call at third base when that runner was trying to tag and take third base. Gilbert Gomez and Nick LaRusso, who applied the tag, certainly thought they got the runner at third as a 1-2 from Lawson is downstairs 2-2. And upon some further investigation on our end, watching it back, certainly appeared to be out, but it was a run all the same, and it is tagged against Lawson, the right-hander, who deals a 2-2 pitch. It's a comebacker. Lawson tried to play it on a backhand. Instead, the shortstop Lugo vacuums it up and throws over to first for the first out of the inning. So one up, one down for Lawson, top seven. And now we get Mac Horvath, the former North Carolina Tar Heel. Interestingly enough, Aberdeen's jerseys today right on par with that Tar Heel blue. Horvath, the righty batter, stands in now, working on a multi-hit day already. He does have a pair of singles. Wave and a miss, and a good slider to him. Nothing and one. Infield swung around slightly to the left. Third baseman LaRusso hugging the line. First baseman Gill well off the line. A one pitch. Misses a little bit inside. Ball and a strike to Horvath, wearing number 9 on that bright blue jersey. Towards the back of the righty batter's box. Righty-righty matchup. Lawson deals. Inside yet again. 2-1. So Lawson, a former member of the NC State Wolfpack, going up against a college rival here, former Tar Heel, as his 2-1 fastball, a called strike, and it's 2-2. No Duke Blue Devils involved today to complete that triangle down in North Carolina. 2-2 upcoming, and Horvath swings and misses for strike three. So Lawson punches Horvath. Good soft stuff there from Justin on the off speed. And just like that, it's bases empty, two away. First pitch, hit on the ground, slow roller to second. De Los Santos scoops it up and throws over to first to get Matthew Etzel to retire the side. 1-2-3 for Justin Lawson, top seven. We have hit stretch time on the boardwalk. See if the Cyclones bats can come to life in the home half. 4-0 Aberdeen on Bally Live and the Cyclones Radio Network.
What's Brian Kenny thinking about? Traditional stats?
Teams are not stealing enough. If I'm running a major league team, I'm starting to track me.
Advanced metrics?
I've given up on trying to get rid of batting averages. No beating it.
The impact of rule changes?
Pitch timer violations have been scarce.
One thing's for sure, he's thinking about baseball, and he's fired up for 2024.
These are the standards by which major leaguers are measured.
Watch the show for the thinking fan. MLB Now, weekdays at 12 Eastern on MLB Network. Go to MLBNetwork.com for TV channel number.
Calling all witches, wizards, and muggles on Coney Island. This Saturday, July 27th, it's Harry Potter Night with the Cyclones. Prepare to step into a world where the magic of baseball meets the enchantment of Harry Potter. Show your house pride and be one of the first 1,500 fans through the gates and receive an exclusive jersey representing Gryffindor, Hufflepuff, Ravenclaw, or Slytherin. Elevate your experience with our Baseball You Can Drink package for just $65 and receive a special Cyclones Hogwarts Stein, perfect for toasting to a victory. Or guarantee your Harry Potter jersey with the $32 package, ensuring you won't miss out on this magical night. Head over to BrooklynCyclones.com or call 718-507-TIXX to secure your tickets now. Have your wands at the ready, because amazing starts here.
All right, let's go to the home half of the seventh. Aberdeen leading this one 4-0. Yaki Rivera out of the Aberdeen bullpen for another inning of work. And Brooklyn will send the bottom third to bat here. Jeffrey De Los Santos, Mateo Gil, and then Kellum Clark. First, De Los Santos, a lefty batter. Jeffrey did go yard yesterday in Brooklyn's win. First pitch to him is a fastball way upstairs, 1-0. De Los Santos working on a 1-for-2 day, a strikeout and a single. Did make it all the way up to third in the fifth, but was stranded there. Watches a 1-0 offering go by towards his knees. 2 balls and no strikes. De Los Santos, 6 for his last 14, 3 doubles and the homer. Cranks this 2-0 pitch high in the air, shallow right field. Josenberger, the second baseman on the shallow right field turf, makes a one-handed snag for out number one. So Rivera retires the leadoff man here, bottom seven. And now we'll face Mateo Gil for the first time today. Series continues tomorrow. It'll be a fun week. Thursday and Friday, you can watch the Cyclones on TV. Wave and a miss. Mateo Gil laid on a heater, nothing and one. Yeah, SNY picking up our coverage both Thursday and Friday. Hope you'll join us on the television side or the radio side too. Oh, one is a called strike, nothing and two. All the streaming per usual will still be the same deal in addition to that TV coverage. Felipe De La Cruz goes tomorrow for Brooklyn, and then Jonah Tong on Friday. Two electric arms in this Brooklyn starting rotation. Gil behind, nothing and two. Here it comes, and Mateo lifts it in the air down the left field line, twisting foul and out of play. Lands just at the edge of the Aberdeen dugout, and it remains nothing and two. So Mateo has pushed his three-game hitting streak to 4. He singled earlier on this morning. Awaiting an 0-2. Foul tip. Just grabbed a piece with the end of the barrel to stay alive. And it remains no balls and two strikes. Slight wind gusts continuing to pick up. Right now that American flag in dead center, waving back and forth from left to right, blowing slightly in towards first. Nothing all too crazy. Rivera from the full line, 1-2 pitch, and Gil stings it foul. Look out, right into the Aberdeen dugout. Everybody all good. And another 1-2 pitch upcoming. Rivera works out of that full line from the first base side. 1-2 home. Gil hits it on the ground. Sharply, third baseman Horvat scoops it up. Lofts it over to first, throw a little bit high, but Willems pulls it down for out number two. So Rivera has done his part here in the seventh. Two up, two down. Now he gets Kellum Clark. Clark 0 for 1 with a walk in his high A debut here on this Wednesday. Lefty bat stands in against the righty arm, and the first pitch to him is a fastball up and away, 1-0. So Aberdeen with some legwork to do if they want to really insert their name into the conversation as far as trying to clinch that playoff spot in the first half. 1-0 misses low, 2 balls and no strikes. Ironbirds 4.5 back of first place Greensboro. Aberdeen, even 500, 26 wins, 26 losses. 2-0 is a called strike at the knees, 2-1 to Kellum Clark. Brooklyn 2.5 back, so figure if this holds, Aberdeen would pick up a game and only trail the Cyclones by a game at that point. 2-1 downstairs, it's 3-1. Of course, 4 games left in this series, so a lot still to be determined. Even last place, Wilmington, 2 under .500. They're only 5.5 out. With 14 to go, a lot can change. It's a 3-1 to Clark. It's a fastball strike. And it's 3-2. sort of reminiscent to the back half of last season, came right down to that final day. Let's see if it is a similar story here. It's a 3-2. Skied third base way, out of play, about 10 rows deep, onto the field level. And a race for a loose ball. Who's going to get there first? Hopping down to a couple of rows beneath, and it ends up someone who was seated there rather than the kids who were chasing it down. 3-2. Down and in, ball four. So Kellum Clark draws his second walk of the day. Second time he is on the base path safely. And it's a two-out base runner for Brooklyn as we go back to the top for Nick Morabito. But it appears as if this will be the end of the line for Rivera. There was an arm getting loose down the left field line in Aberdeen's bullpen. And Felipe Rojas Jr. will indeed make the call to that right-hander. We'll have him for you after a short break. Brooklyn, one on, two gone. Here on Valley Live and the Cyclones Radio Network.
Cyclones fans, get ready to elevate your game nights at Maimonides Park. Presenting our Friday night Drinks on Us special exclusively at BrooklynCyclones.com. For just $22, you'll not only secure a field box ticket, but also enjoy two refreshing 24-ounce cans of Miller or Coors beer, or opt for a crisp, hard seltzer. Prefer something different? Your offer also includes the choice of two 12-ounce Coney Island cans, fountain drinks, or bottled water, ensuring there's something for everyone. Remember, this incredible deal cannot be combined with any other offers, and your drink credit is conveniently loaded onto your ticket. Simply scan your ticket at the point of sale and claim your drinks. It's that easy. Don't miss out on this unbeatable offer. Head over to BrooklynCyclones.com now and secure your spot for an unforgettable Friday night, because amazing starts here.
Call to the bullpen for Aberdeen. We are always good to see a fellow Penn Stater in the baseball world. Kyle Verbitsky on for Yaki Rivera with a man on and two out in the seventh. Verbitsky, 6'7", 235 pounds, 25 years old, from Media, Pennsylvania. Rivera still responsible for the runner at first, but Johnny so far inning in a third, no runs, no hits, two walks, and a strikeout.
And the Cyclones still in search of their first run of the day. So how about that? Brooklyn coming off back-to-back shutout victories. Perhaps being handed a taste of their own medicine so far here on this Wednesday. First pitch to Nick Morabito. Heavy swing and a miss at the high cheese. 0-1. Morabito 1-for-3 so far today. But one of those ground outs came with two in scoring position and two away back in the fifth. 0-1 upcoming. Righty-righty matchup. Here's the pitch. Foul back. And Nick behind rather quickly, no balls and two strikes. Runner off first base, that's Kellum Clark. He just drew a two-out walk issued by Yaki Rivera, who has since departed. And now it's Verbitsky, who stands every bit of 6 feet, 7 inches tall, on to seal the deal here in the seventh. Ahead 0-2. Morabito fights it foul out towards the parking lot. Remains no balls and two strikes. This is an Aberdeen lineup that comes into play today. Third lowest OPS in the South Atlantic League. When they do win, it's more often than not because they pitch well rather than hit well. 0-2. Time was called. Pitch won't count, and it was a balk against Verbitsky. So Clark up to second. Runner in scoring position for Brooklyn. And perhaps a base hit here could plate Brooklyn's first run of the day. Clark does have speed. See how aggressive Brooklyn wants to be here with plenty of work to do down by four. Should Morabito put it in play? 0-2. Verbitsky belt set. 0-2 home. Foul tip off the catcher's mitt. Remains 0-2. Yeah, the OPS 647 as a team for Aberdeen. Certainly nothing to write home about. But the Ironbirds can chuck it well when they've got a good thing going on the mound, as they've had today. Brooklyn only three hits. 0-2, Morabito fights it foul yet again. And Verbitsky will need to work a little while longer.
Yeah, Brooklyn comes into play today. Only team in the South Atlantic League whose starting pitching staff has a sub-3 ERA. Team right behind him in the standings, Aberdeen.
Two instances where it really takes a full team effort. 0-2. Morabito hits a chopper back to the pitcher. Verbitsky can't field. Horvath charging in. He eats it. Up to third, and parking there is Clark. So men on the corners with two away is Morabito aboard safely for the second time. Multi-hit game for Nick.
Talk about a seeing eye single. Verbitsky couldn't get glove on it on the backhand, and then Horvath tried to barehand it. He swung and missed. I don't know if I've ever seen a ball quite like that where two guys tried to field it and both didn't even make contact.
Yeah, so Horvath came up empty-handed. Couldn't see it all the way through, and now Francisco Alvarez, first pitch to him is downstairs for ball one. And with Francisco Alvarez in the batter's box, this thing very much within reach for the Cyclones. First and third, two away, 4-0 Aberdeen here in the seventh. 1-0, and Alvarez takes a fastball just off the plate for ball two. So it is Clark on third. He's 90 feet from scoring. Morabito opposite him on the other side of the diamond, leading off of first. And a 2-0 count on Alvarez. Here's the pitch. Fastball up and away. And Brooklyn is one ball away from bringing the tying run to the plate. That would be Nick LaRusso, who is not a bad guy up to have in that potential scenario whatsoever if you're Brooklyn. 3-0. Alvarez takes ball four. Little bit high. So Brooklyn will indeed bring the tying run to bat in the form of LaRusso. Alvarez on the bases for the first time today. So it's Clark on third, Morabito on second, and then Alvarez behind both of them at first. Bases juiced, two away, 4-0 Aberdeen. Pitch. LaRusso fouls it back, just missed it. Nothing and one.
That looked like a good pitch to drive, too. Looked like a breaking ball that maybe missed its spot there from Verbitsky. LaRusso just couldn't quite get it off the barrel.
Trying to continue this two-out rally. Aberdeen retired the first two batters of the frame. 0-1. LaRusso hits it on the ground. Off two hops. Horvath at third makes the easy play to second to retire the side on the 5-4. So Brooklyn loads the bases, but cannot bring anyone home. Aberdeen shutout still intact as we go to the eighth on Bally Live and the Cyclones Radio Network.
We got breaking news.
Wall-to-wall breaking news.
It's that time of year.
The Dodgers get Machado.
Your teams make their move.
We are the epicenter of the trade deadline.
To postseason glory.
I love what San Diego's doing here.
Juan Soto, first time in a Padres uniform.
But this deadline waits for no one.
They're the best offense.
Who's going to get Ohtani?
We're watching.
It makes them a competitive lineup.
You heard it here first.
Oh, my.
The 2023 MLB Trade Deadline Special, August 1st on MLB Network.
Calling all hot dog lovers, come join us at Maimonides Park on Wednesday, July 3rd, when the Cyclones will suit up as the Coney Island Franks. Just one day before the annual Nathan's Famous Hot Dog Eating Contest, the first 1,500 fans to enter the ballpark will receive a Joey Chestnut bobblehead giveaway. There are also special guaranteed ticket offers to ensure you'll get to take home a bobblehead of the Hot Dog King of Coney Island. For tickets and more info, make sure to log on to BrooklynCyclones.com.
Justin Rock Reed taking over the reins of the broadcast as we go to the top of the eighth inning. Cyclones trailing Aberdeen 4-0. Not like Brooklyn hasn't had opportunities today. Cyclones have left 9 on base through 7 innings. But Aberdeen trying to hand Brooklyn a shutout of their own after Brooklyn shut out opponents in back-to-back games Sunday and yesterday. As Creed Willems will lead off for Aberdeen in the top of the 8th. Justin Lawson back to the mound. And the first pitch fouled off a window of his suite. And back down into the lower seating bowl, 0-1. Willems 1-for-2 has walked and singled. Infield base hit his last time up. Takes down and away. A ball and a strike. Aberdeen 4 runs, 9 hits, no errors. They have left 6. Brooklyn no runs, 4 hits, an error. They have left 9. 1-1, and Willems a line drive right field. And down in front of Morabito, a base hit. So Willems on base for the third time today. Second knock of the afternoon. And leadoff man aboard for Elio Prado. So Aberdeen has the leadoff man on for the second time in 3 innings. And the fourth time today as Prado steps in. First pitch of the righty batter off the plate in. And the count 1-0. Prado doubled and scored last time. He's also struck out and flied to right. 1-0 pitch up and in. And the count 2-0. Beautiful afternoon now. Sun has found its way out. Feels kind of cruel that the sun finally emerged once all the youngsters seem to take the trip back to the school buses. 2-0 outside, and it's 3-0 now on Prado. Does look like there is an arm ready in the Brooklyn bullpen. To be Lawson's 41st pitch. A 3-0. And a call strike to Prado. Breaking ball away in the count 3-1. Looking around the Mets affiliates on this Wednesday afternoon. A 3-1. Low ball 4. Missed with the slider. So the first two have reached against Lawson in the 8th inning. Brings up the lefty hitting shortstop, Jalen Vasquez. This one of 2 games going on in the Mets' full season level on this afternoon. St. Lucie at single A hosting Daytona right now, Reds affiliate. First pitch, the lefty batter off the plate away. 1-0 on Vasquez. Joel Diaz making the start for St. Lucie. 20-year-old right-hander missed all of last year with injury. Spent his age 18 season in the FSL. The year the Mets won the league championship in 2022. This is a foul pop. Third base side. LaRusso in front of the third base coach's box. Makes the catch for the first out of the 8th inning. So 2 on and 1 out for Maxwell Costas. Sack fly to left his last time. He's also been hit by a pitch and fly to right. 0-for-1 officially today. And that game just underway at Clover Park. Complex league ball, the FCL Mets on the road against the Cardinals in Jupiter, Florida. As Costas takes a fastball for strike 1. Donovan Antonia, an RBI double in that game for the FCL Mets. Two on, one out. Lawson's 0-1. And Costas in the air, backing out of play. And he's behind in the count 0-2. Mets will play at 4 o'clock this afternoon, 4:05 start in D.C. to close out their series against the Nationals. Luis Severino will make the start. 3.52 ERA. The 0-2. And he struck him out swinging. Got him on the off-speed away. So a strikeout for Lawson. Two down. And two on, two out now for Adam Retzbach. So Lawson collects his second strikeout. Two on, two down. And now Retzbach, who is a home run shy of the cycle today. Single, double, and triple coming up here in the eighth inning. And he takes a slider for strike one. Retzbach singled and scored in the third, doubled, stranded there in the fourth, and tripled, stranded at third in the sixth. The pitch, and Retzbach takes down and away. Did not go on appeal, says the base umpire, Kroll. And the count evens at one. Enrique Bradfield Jr. and the top of the Iron Bird lineup, two up next. 1-1. And Lawson's fastball on the outer half, 1-2. Pete Alonso, Brandon Nimmo, former Cyclones in the lineup at the big league level today. So the Mets go for the sweep against the Nats. A long pause for Lawson. Now the 1-2 pitch inside. Down by the kneecaps, two balls and two strikes. Triple-A Syracuse won't get underway till 8:07 Eastern time tonight on the road against the St. Paul Saints, Twins affiliate. As Retzbach swings and fouls the 2-2 towards the parking lot. Remains even. Double-A Binghamton on the road in Bowie tonight, taking on another Orioles affiliate. Justin Jarvis for the Rumble Ponies came over in the Marcana trade last summer. Alex Pham, who pitched for the Ironbirds last year, scheduled to start for the Bay Sox. As Retzbach takes high, a full count. So that will put the runners in motion with two out. And a force at every infield base. The payoff pitch, low and away, ball four. Didn't get the call on the slider down and away. And Lawson issues his second walk. And Aberdeen has the bases loaded with two out in the eighth. And Gilbert Gomez out of the first base dugout to make a pitching change. So a new arm coming on to face the top of the Iron Bird lineup. Aberdeen trying to pick up a base hit and break this game open. Bases loaded at two out. 4-0 Ironbirds. We'll get you the info on the new arm when we come back on Bally Live and the Cyclones Radio Network.
Cyclones fans, get ready to elevate your game nights at Maimonides Park. Presenting our Friday night Drinks on Us special exclusively at BrooklynCyclones.com. For just $22, you'll not only secure a field box ticket, but also enjoy two refreshing 24-ounce cans of Miller or Coors beer, or opt for a crisp, hard seltzer. Prefer something different? Your offer also includes the choice of two 12-ounce Coney Island cans, fountain drinks, or bottled water, ensuring there's something for everyone. Remember, this incredible deal cannot be combined with any other offers, and your drink credit is conveniently loaded onto your ticket. Simply scan your ticket at the point of sale and claim your drinks. It's that easy. Don't miss out on this unbeatable offer. Head over to BrooklynCyclones.com now. Secure your spot for an unforgettable Friday night, because amazing starts here.
New arm in the game for Brooklyn. It is the right-hander Jake Stevenson, who inherits a little bit of a tough spot. Bases loaded, two away. Justin Lawson does give Brooklyn some much-needed length. Three innings, three hits, but he exits, leaving the bases juiced. And Justin, now it's Stevenson's task to make sure that this lead for Aberdeen grows no larger than 4-0.
Thank you, Johnny. So Stevenson comes on to try and get out of this jam and keep this game within striking distance for Brooklyn. Enrique Bradfield 1-for-3, and he swings the first pitch, hits it in the air to right. Morabito to his left, still in fair ground, makes the catch on the green-shaded turf. And Jake Stevenson comes on, throws one pitch, and strands the bases loaded in the eighth. For Aberdeen in the inning, no runs, one hit, no errors, bases left full. We head to the bottom of the eighth inning. Brooklyn down 4-0 on Valley Live in the Cyclones Radio Network.
Each Sunday, elevate your game day on Coney Island with the Cyclone Sunday Brunch Package. Picture yourself enjoying the best view in baseball from our Brooklyn rooftop with panoramic sights of the Atlantic Ocean, Coney Island's iconic amusements, the stunning Lower Manhattan skyline, and more. Begin your experience 30 minutes before the first pitch with 2 hours of exquisite brunch service. Dive into a delicious menu featuring fresh fruit and yogurt parfaits, Nathan's hot dog sliders, our chef's table brunch selection, and unlimited Bloody Marys, mimosas, Bellini seltzers, plus coffee and soda. Your ticket not only grants access to this rooftop haven, but also includes a Cyclone souvenir cap, all for just $60, or choose the $42 option for those under 21 and designated drivers. But hurry, pricing for our brunches will increase 9 days before the event. So, secure your spot now at brooklyncyclones.com or call 718-507-TIXX. So come to Maimonides Park for baseball and bloodies, an amazing Sunday brunch experience.
Kyle Verbitsky got out of trouble in the seventh, back out as we head to the eighth inning. Aberdeen a 4-0 lead, trying to even this series at a win apiece and also keep pace in the North Division playoff race. Just 13 games left in the first half after today, as Austin Allen in the heart of Brooklyn's lineup, due up in the eighth, and the first pitch to the lefty batter fouled off. And the count 0-1. Consuegra and Lugo to follow here in the eighth inning. The righty deals, and Allen a high fly ball left side, a souvenir. No balls and two strikes. Allen, originally a fourth round pick of the Padres out of the Florida Institute of Technology in Melbourne, not too far away from where the old Brevard County Manatees used to be, as Allen swings through a high fastball, strike three. So Kyle Verbitsky picks up the strikeout. That's his first today. And the base is empty, one out in the eighth for Stanley Consuegra. Stanley 0-for-2, a couple of strikeouts and a walk. And he swings, lines one right center field. Bradfield over to his left. And makes the running catch of the backhand for the second out. Stanley hit it well, perhaps maybe too well, as it hung up enough for Bradfield to get over and make the catch. Two out in the eighth for William Lugo. 0-for-3 today. Flied out sharply to center his last time up. Righty from the third base side of the mound. First pitch to Lugo in for a strike. And the count 0-1. Verbitsky also started his pro career in a different organization. Was drafted by the A's out of Penn State. Swing and a miss by Lugo, 0-2. Came over prior to the start of last season along with left-hander Cole Irvin. The 0-2. Outside 1-2. Came over in exchange for former Ironbird infielder Darryl Hernandez. Bases empty, two out. 1-2. And Lugo swings through the high heater, strike three. So a strong first full inning out of the bullpen for Kyle Verbitsky. A couple of strikeouts in a 1-2-3 inning. To the ninth we go. Aberdeen leads it 4-0 on Bally Live and the Cyclones Radio Network.
Performance.
He is locked in.
Passion.
There's nobody more important than him.
Teamwork.
Working together is key.
Get inside the game with MLB Tonight.
It is a big one.
Bringing you breakdowns, highlights, and live look-ins to the big moments as they happen.
That was the MVP of the game right there.
MLB Tonight. Inside the game all season long. Only on MLB Network. Go to MLBNetwork.com for TV channel number and schedule.
Cyclones fans, get ready to elevate your game nights at Maimonides Park. Presenting our Friday Night Drinks on Us special exclusively at BrooklynCyclones.com. For just $22, you'll not only secure a field box ticket, but also enjoy two refreshing 24-ounce cans of Miller or Coors beer, or opt for a crisp, hard seltzer. Prefer something different? Your offer also includes the choice of two 12-ounce Coney Island cans, fountain drinks, or bottled water, ensuring there's something for everyone. Remember, this incredible deal cannot be combined with any other offers, and your drink credit is conveniently loaded onto your ticket. Simply scan your ticket at the point of sale and claim your drinks. It's that easy. Don't miss out on this unbeatable offer. Head over to BrooklynCyclones.com now and secure your spot for an unforgettable Friday night, because amazing starts here.
Jake Stevenson stays on as we go to the ninth inning. Stevenson, so far this year with Brooklyn, has inherited a total of 9 runners, has stranded 8 of them. But very good coming into Pickles and escaping unscathed as the first pitch to Tavian Josenberger called strike. And the count 0-1. Josenberger 0-4 tonight. Ground out to short in his last at-bat. The 0-1. Up and away, a ball and a strike. Take a look around Major League Baseball on this Wednesday afternoon. Plenty of afternoon games in the major leagues. The 1-1 pitch, and Josenberger tied up inside and low. 1-2 right now. Almost a quarter to two in the East. A lot of games getting underway around 1:30 or later. Braves in Boston to take on the Red Sox. Spencer Schwellenbach, who made his final high A start against Brooklyn back in early May, on the mound for the Braves as Josenberger takes inside 2-2. Nick Pivetta for the Red Sox. The 2-2 pitch outside and low. Stevenson thought he had strike three, but doesn't get the call, a full count. Astros hosting the Cardinals. Not going to get underway at 2:10. Payoff pitch. One hopper to second. To his knees to make the plate, De Los Santos. And he'll get the out at first base. One away in the ninth inning. Ronel Blanco for Houston. Miles Michaelis for St. Louis. Rockies hosting the Reds at 3:10. Dakota Hudson against Graham Ashcraft. Matt Horvath 2-for-4 today. Couple of singles, struck out in his last at-bat. Takes down and away from Stevenson, 1-0. Horvath drove in the game's first run with an RBI base hit. The Giants in San Francisco taking on, or the Giants in Arizona taking on the Diamondbacks as Horvath takes a strike, 1-1. Jordan Hicks for San Francisco. Jordan Montgomery for Arizona. 1-1 from Jake. High pop fly. Right side of the field. De Los Santos skimming along the edge of the infield turf. A couple of steps on the outfield side. Makes the catch. So a couple of easy outs for Stevenson in the ninth. Brings up Matthew Etzel. Brooklyn in the bottom of the ninth inning will have the bottom third of their lineup due up. First pitch to Etzel on the outside corner, 0-1. We mentioned the Mets and Nationals at 4:05. Tune in to Howie and Keith on WCBS, the Mets radio network. After this one concludes, as Etzel hits it on the ground at first, backing up on it is Gill. But he'll field an underhand flip to Stevenson to close out a 1-2-3 inning. Four up, four down for Jake out of the bullpen on this Wednesday. We head to the bottom of the ninth. De Los Santos, Gill, and Clark do up. Brooklyn needs four to tie and five to walk it off. They trail 4-0 on Valley Live and the Cyclones Radio Network. The next time you head to Coney Island for a day of fun in the sun or a Cyclones game, be sure to stop by the all-new Coney Island Sandbar, located on Surf Avenue at Maimonides Park. It's the perfect spot to meet up with friends and grab a pregame snack or a postgame drink. For a full menu, including specials and happy hour deals, be sure to visit ConeyIslandSandbar.com. The Coney Island Sandbar, you bring the vibes, we'll bring the beach.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Kyle Verbinski back out for the ninth inning as Cyclones trying to rally it down by four. Fans, a reminder, today's game is always brought to you by our friends at Panorama Bus Tours for safety and quality. Like the Cyclones get on the road, visit them on the web at panoramabustours.com or call 973-470-9700. Travel with us. Travel safe. Jeffrey De Los Santos to lead off for Brooklyn in the ninth, trying to break up the shutout. Jeffrey 1-for-3 with a base hit. And Kyle Verbitsky's first pitch ripped in the air to right, racing back and to his left. Prado, it's off the fence. De Los Santos a late break for second. The throw there, and he's out by plenty. I don't know if De Los Santos had trouble picking that up and thought it was going to get out of the ballpark, but it felt like Jeffrey did not turn on the jets until he got around the first base bag. And an outstanding throw from Prado and Wright gets him. So a base hit, but an out to start the ninth inning.
Yeah, and particularly being down by four, no reason to really try to force that all too much if you're Jeffrey. Just got a little greedy there trying to swipe extra bases.
So that brings him Mateo Gill, who hits a high fly to left. Etzel fighting the sunshine. Coming into his left, makes the catch, and in a blink of an eye, the Cyclones down to their final out on this Wednesday. Brings up Kellum Clark, who's done a nice job in his Cyclones debut. A couple of walks, 0-for-1. Made a couple of nice throws in from left, but even though he should have an outfield assist, he doesn't. First pitch to Kellum. And he fouls it back 0-1. Clark Big Mississippi State family, his younger brother KK. Currently on the Mississippi State roster as a pitcher. As he swings and bounces it up the line, 0-2. Cyclones down to their final strike today. Also has four other relatives that are MSU grads. His grandfather, two aunts, and uncle, Kellum, and now his younger brother, KK, otherwise known as Kincaid. The 0-2 hit on the ground up the middle, and there is Kellum Clark's first base hit as a Brooklyn Cyclone. Seeing eyes single back through the middle. And Kellum on base for the third time to open up his high A career.
Yeah, not too shabby for a debut whatsoever. Has to feel good to get that first base hit, I'm sure, to complement the pair of walks he's already drawn.
So one on and two out, and back to the top of the lineup for Nick Morabito. We'll try and keep the game alive for Brooklyn. Verbitsky from the third base side of the hill, and this is a foul ball off the wrists. And the count 0-1. Morabito has two of Brooklyn's six hits today. De Los Santos has the other two of the four remaining. As Morabito reaches down in the air, right center field, Bradfield on to his left, makes the catch on the move with a backhand, and the ball game is over. And after the Cyclones no-hit the Ironbirds last night, the Ironbirds return the favor with a shutout today. Your final score this afternoon, the Aberdeen Ironbirds 4, and the Brooklyn Cyclones nothing. So Brooklyn, after back-to-back shutouts Sunday and Tuesday, Aberdeen picks up a shutout today, and this series even at a win apiece. And the Cyclones, for the time being, dropping to three games back of Greensboro in the North with just 14 games. Rather make that 13 games left remaining in the season's first half. We'll come back with a recap report. Aberdeen wins it 4-0. Don't go anywhere. You're watching on the Bally Live app and listening on the Cyclones Radio Network.
Calling all witches, wizards, and muggles on Coney Island. This Saturday, July 27th, it's Harry Potter Night with the Cyclones. Prepare to step into a world where the magic of baseball meets the enchantment of Harry Potter. Show your house pride and be one of the first 1,500 fans through the gates and receive an exclusive jersey representing Gryffindor, Hufflepuff, Ravenclaw, or Slytherin. Elevate your experience with our Baseball You Can Drink package for just $65 and receive a special Cyclones Hogwarts Stein, perfect for toasting to a victory. Or guarantee your Harry Potter jersey with the $32 package, ensuring you won't miss out on this magical night. Head over to BrooklynCyclones.com or call 718-507-TIXX to secure your tickets now. Have your wands at the ready, because amazing starts here.
The next time you head to Coney Island for a day of fun in the sun or a Cyclones game, be sure to stop by the all-new Coney Island Sandbar, located on Surf Avenue at Maimonides Park. It's the perfect spot to meet up with friends and grab a pregame snack or a postgame drink. For a full menu, including specials and happy hour deals, be sure to visit ConeyIslandSandbar.com. The Coney Island Sandbar, you bring the vibes, we'll bring the beach. Oh, tough one today for Brooklyn. Cyclones couldn't quite extend the win streak to three. Cyclones dropped to 28-25 with the loss. Aberdeen with the win back above the 500 mark at 27-26. Alongside Johnny Gademowitz, I'm Justin Rock here with you on the unhappy recap today as Aberdeen wins it 4-0. They now have evened up this series at a win apiece as we take you through the game that was on this Wednesday afternoon. A great crowd for Education Day here on Coney Island. And Cyclones and Ironbirds trading zeros through the first two innings. Preston Johnson and Jawilmi Ramirez, but the Ironbirds finally able to break through against Ramirez in the top of the third. Adam Retzbach led off the inning with a looping single and advanced to second on a base hit by Enrique Bradfield after an infield pop-up by Tavian Josenberger. It was Matt Horvath who did not play in yesterday's no-hit bid with an opportunity to give the Ironbirds their first lead of the week.
Aberdeen their first lead of this series here with two on and one away. 1-2 pitch. Swing and a line drive right center. Drops in for a base hit. Consuegra in center collects and throws a rifle home. Is it in time? No. It brought the catcher, Allen, a couple of steps in front of home plate. He then secured the baseball and reached backward to try to apply the tag on the runner, Retzbach, who was going hard the whole way and just missed him. So an RBI single for Tavian Josenberger. Rather, Mac Horvat. The scoreless streak ends for Brooklyn, and it's 1-0 Aberdeen.
Yeah, the scoreless inning streak coming to a close at 23 and two-thirds frames, dating back to the fifth inning on Saturday night against Jersey Shore. Matthew Etzel followed that base hit with a sacrifice fly. So Aberdeen, a 2-0 lead after three. Stayed that way all the way until the top of the fifth inning. In that frame, with one out, Mac Horvath singled, stole second, and after a Matthew Etzel strikeout, it was Creed Willems at the plate as the Cyclones trying to get out of the inning without a run across. Comes a line drive. Nice play made by the second baseman, De Los Santos, scrambling to get back to first is Gill. A collision. Throw gets away. Horvath races around third to score. It's 3-0 Aberdeen. And hopefully everybody's all right at first base. Willems and Gill both back up on their feet. Willems checking in on Gill. Gilbert Gomez and assistant athletic trainer Skylar Nicholson. Joe Perillo, the head athletic trainer, also out there on the warning track. And everything was okay with both Mateo and Willems. Was not an easy play at all. The only thing that could have potentially been done different is De Los Santos just eating that throw. Gill ranged too far to try and field that ball to his right. Became a scramble to get back to the base and didn't really see Willems hustling up the line behind him as he tried to station himself for the throw. And as that ball got away, Horvath never broke stride and scored to make it a 3-0 Aberdeen lead in the fifth. In the sixth inning, Ironbirds added another on a sack fly. Elio Prado, a double, took third on a flyout, although he was really out at third base by probably more than a foot. But a missed call on the base pass didn't really end up amounting to much in terms of how this game ended up, as Costas would drive in the runner. Prado with a sack fly made it 4-0 as the Cyclones shut out this afternoon by that 4-0 final. Winning pitcher today out of the bullpen, Luis Sanchez. He improves to 3-2, two of his three wins this year in relief here on Coney Island. Inning in a third, no runs, two hits, a walk and a strikeout. The loss to Jawilmy Ramirez. He drops to 2-2, gave up a couple runs on five hits, a walk, two Ks in 3 2/3 innings. Final line score today, Aberdeen 4 runs, 10 hits, no errors. They left 9. Brooklyn no runs, 6 hits, an error. They left 10. Final time of game this afternoon, 2 hours and 50 minutes in front of a crowd of 5,530 on this Wednesday afternoon on Coney Island. That crowd, one of the largest so far this year here in Brooklyn, and as a matter of fact, the largest crowd we've had so far this season at Maimonides Park. And although not much has started around the South Atlantic League and the Mets organization, there are a couple of games going on right now with a few more to come later on today. With a look at that, here's Johnny.
Yeah, we got some Wednesday day games. We'll give you a look at the majors as well with plenty of daytime action in the big leagues. First, the Mets affiliate scoreboard. Two games underway right now. One of them down in the Florida Complex League, FCL Cardinals leading the FCL Mets by a score of 10-3 in the bottom of the sixth. Kevin Villavicencio has one of St. Lucie's two base hits right now through 3.5. Right now a scoreless tie between St. Lucie and the Daytona Tortugas. Those are the only games Mets affiliate-wise that are currently underway. But later on tonight, we made mention of it earlier, Binghamton and Bowie going toe-to-toe down in Maryland, and Syracuse out in St. Paul, Minnesota. At the AAA level, Christian Scott is expected to get the ball for the S-Mets at the AAA level this evening. As far as the South Atlantic League is concerned, as Justin mentioned earlier, not a whole lot going on. Only one other day game. It's Winston-Salem and Rome. Right now, the Dash on top of the Emperors 5-2. And that's a big game in the South Division. It is Rome who has a game and a half lead up on Bowling Green. But then Winston-Salem right there in third place, four games back, really shaping up to kind of be a three-team race in the South between those three, Rome, Bowling Green, and Winston-Salem. After that, you get Asheville, who's 6.5 back, and Greenville and Hickory, who are each 8.5 back with plenty of legwork to be done. As far as games later today across the circuit, Hudson Valley paying a visit to Wilmington. That one gets underway at 5 o'clock. That's because it is the first of a doubleheader. They'll play two today in Wilmington when the Renegades and Blue Rocks go toe-to-toe. Outside of that, Jersey Shore and Greensboro at 6:30, and that is the game from a Brooklyn standpoint you're really keying in on, because Greensboro is pacing the North Division right now, 9 games over at 30-21. You don't really want either team to run away with it. So again, you kind of hope for a split there from a Brooklyn standpoint, or from a Hudson Valley, Aberdeen, or Wilmington standpoint as well, just to keep everybody in the mix. Outside of that, Bowling Green visiting Asheville, 6:35 first pitch there. Greenville and Hickory, that one gets underway at 7 to close out the slate in the South Atlantic League. We'll give you a quick check of the majors as well with, again, a couple of day games here on this Wednesday. In fact, not really all too much. We've got Atlanta and Boston going on right now up at Fenway. Right now, 1-0 Red Sox lead in that contest. Some day games will get underway shortly, though. We've got St. Louis and Houston, Cardinals and Astros toe-to-toe from Minute Maid Park at 2:10. Reds and Rockies at 3:10 at Coors Field in Denver. Giants and Diamondbacks out west. Jordan Montgomery towing the slab for the Diamondbacks in that one at Chase Field. That's a 3:40 first pitch. Couple more afternoon games for you, including the Mets, but first we'll tell you about the Brewers and Phillies. That one at 4:05, Citizens Bank Park. Aaron Nola will try and improve his 7-2 record. And then 4:05 first pitch between the Mets and Nats as they close up shop down in D.C. Before the Mets hit the road across the pond, it is Luis Severino who gets the nod. He will oppose Patrick Corbin, who is certainly an innings eater for Washington, but feels like the past couple years, Corbin just has not been the same. The ERA constantly inflated. Right now, it is at 5.83. Everything else tonight, Kansas City and Cleveland in the AL Central from Progressive Field at 6:40. Dodgers and Pirates, James Paxton against Paul Skeens. Good pitching matchup there down at PNC Park at 6:40. Battle for Florida, Tampa and Miami, Rays and Marlins interleague from Lone Depot Park at 6:40. Yankees hosting the Twins at 7:05. Carlos Rodon, 7-2 for the Bombers in that one. Orioles and Blue Jays shortly thereafter at 7:07. White Sox and Cubs will get underway in a battle for Chicago at 8:05. Jameson Taillon toes the slab for the Cubbies in that one. Tigers and Rangers at 8:05. Kenta Maeda for Detroit and Jose Urena for Texas. Out west, San Diego and the Angels from Angel Stadium in Anaheim. And last but not least, Logan Gilbert and the Mariners paying a visit to the Oakland Athletics at the OCO at 9:40. That wraps up our look of the out-of-town scoreboard. Again, Mets and Nationals coming up shortly, 4:05 from down in our nation's capital. Justin.
Thank you, Johnny. So you can turn your dial over to Keith and Howie on WCBS, the Mets Radio Network, or turn your TV dials over to SNY and catch Gary, Keith, and Ron as the Mets try and sweep that series from the Nationals. Mets did make a couple of moves this afternoon. Jorge Lopez and Omar Narvaez, who were designated for assignment recently, officially released. Joe Hudson had his contract selected from AAA Syracuse and optioned back to a AAA. That most likely a paper move in relation to having an extra catcher travel with the Mets to London this weekend ahead of their matchup with the Phillies. So we hope you enjoy the rest of your Wednesday afternoon, but our series will continue tomorrow, not only on Bally Live and the Cyclones Radio Network, but SNY. Our coverage starts at the top of the 7 o'clock hour, 7:05, the first pitch on SNY tomorrow night. It'll be the left-hander Felipe De La Cruz, his first start since his 13-strikeout performance a couple Saturdays ago against Hudson Valley. 3-4 record, a 2.68 ERA. He'll go against the right-hander Edgar Portes, who has also been fantastic, has a whole slew of New York ties as well, 3-0, a 2.04 ERA. Again, a reminder, our coverage will start right at 7 o'clock tomorrow. No full pregame show with the SNY TV coverage. But again, 7 o'clock on the TV and radio side, especially on SNY at 7:05, the first pitch, as the Cyclones will try and end their unfortunate slide on the cable TV side of things and try and hopefully end up with a little bit of a better result than what happened last time they were on SNY, a 16-3 win for Hudson Valley. So it has to, based on the law of averages, you'd think has to be better than that. But either way, we'll have some fun, and we hope you join us tomorrow night. Should be a good pitching matchup. And you know Johnny and I will be there with you to have some fun, give you the action, and have some laughs along the way. So for our entire ownership group, the Brooklyn Baseball Company, including our vice president, Stephen Cohen, general manager, Kevin Mahoney, assistant general manager, Billy Harner, my partner, Johnny Gadamowitz, our entire crew behind the scenes, Jamal Clark, Ricky Viola, Chris Rogers, and our entire cast of characters here on Coney Island, I'm Justin Rock saying so long and enjoy the rest of your Wednesday afternoon. Again, your final, the Aberdeen Ironbirds 4 and the Brooklyn Cyclones nothing. We hope to have you with us again tomorrow night on SNY. But until then, so long and enjoy the rest of your Wednesday, everybody.
Thank you for tuning in to this live broadcast of Brooklyn Cyclones baseball, the High A affiliate of the New York Mets. This broadcast of Brooklyn Cyclones baseball is a production of the Cyclones Radio Network in conjunction with Minor League Baseball. This broadcast is intended for private, non-commercial use of audience and cannot be duplicated, reproduced, or rebroadcast without the express written consent of the Brooklyn Cyclones or Minor League Baseball. This is the Cyclones Radio Network.